McDonald's at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Jay Martha, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Bomb blasts kill scores in Iraq. A record priest abuse settlement.
I will be able to pay for treatments I should have gotten long ago.
Substance abuse and millions of U.S. workers.
Far more likely to call in sick or change jobs frequently.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. A jarring and bloody start to the week in Iraq. Twin suicide bomb attacks in the northern city of Kirkuk have left at least 80 people dead and some 150 others wounded. And in Baghdad, attacks have killed 9 people. Near the capital, U.S. and Iraqi forces are making a new anti-insurgent push. CBS News reporter Phil Itner has more from Baghdad.
8,000 U.S. forces with some Iraqi army forces are going into this region just south of Baghdad, about 22 miles, where insurgents have been staging a way to get men and materiel into Baghdad.
In Washington, the political fight over Iraq heats up again. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Though they are unlikely to overcome a Republican filibuster, Senate leaders are pushing for votes this week on Iraq. Florida Democrat Bill Nelson, who supported the war at the start, says President Bush is just too resistant to changing direction.
With a heavy heart, it brings me here to say that now we must by law insist that he began the reduction of the forces in Iraq.
A few Republicans have signed on to that as well, while others worried about the president's policy are offering a weaker alternative, requiring he at least draw up plans to start leaving. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Well, people in northwest Japan are still being rattled by aftershocks of a powerful earthquake that's left at least 7 people dead. CBS News reporter Lucy Kraft in Tokyo says the damage has been widespread.
We see severed roads. We see trains derailed. A lot of buildings have been collapsed, cars being buried under rubble.
Hundreds of people have been injured by the violent 22nd quake, which U.S. geologists say registered as magnitude 6.7. A Los Angeles Roman Catholic archdiocese has reached a huge settlement with the victims of alleged pre-sex abuse, but as CBS's Steve Futterman reports, it hasn't put the controversy to rest.
At Los Angeles' large downtown cathedral yesterday, Cardinal Roger Mahoney was contrite.
I apologize to anyone who has been abused in the Catholic Church.
The $660 million agreement ends years of legal wrangling between the archdiocese and the victims. Cardinal Mahoney says he realizes that the monetary settlement can only do so much.
The one thing I wish I could give the victims, I cannot, and that is a restoration to where they were originally.
And the victims agree.
There is no amount of money that's going to return to me my childhood.
The agreement calls for the release of confidential church documents, which the victims claim will show how the church tried to cover up the scandal. Yesterday, this victim tried to reflect on the end of the legal struggle.
It is a necessary payout for unnecessary crimes.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The workplace. It's home to tens of millions of Americans with substance abuse problems. Here's CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato in Washington.
Most illicit drug and alcohol abusers have full-time jobs. This finding by SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration, isn't an endorsement of workplace pill popping and drinking. It's meant to show the problems these workers are creating. They're nearly twice as likely as non-abusers to skip work, more than twice as likely to have had 3 or more employers in the past year. The jobs they gravitate to most:
accommodations and food, construction, mining, arts, entertainment, recreation groups where there is an established pattern.
SAMHSA's Bob Stevenson says most current drug users work at companies that don't have drug or alcohol testing programs. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The all-clear's been sounded after a scare this morning at Miami International Airport. A terminal that had been closed is now open again. It had been evacuated after a scanner picked.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
It's 4 past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Right-wing Congressman Tom Tancredo raised nearly $1.5 million for his presidential campaign in the second quarter of the year. According to documents filed with the Federal Elections Commission, he still has $600,000 in cash on hand. Searchers looking for that missing mother of three have found some of her personal belongings along a 2-mile stretch of U.S. Highway 50. 34-year-old Paige Bergfeld was last seen June 28th, reported missing 2 days later. Personal items were found about 10 miles from where her burned-out car was found on the highway July 1st. A few miles from her home in Grand Junction. And at least 10 undocumented students from Colorado will attend the University of New Mexico this fall, with many not having to pay for tuition or books. Colorado law prohibits state colleges from providing in-state tuition for illegal immigrants, but University of New Mexico admissions director Terry Babbitt says state law there bars the denial of education benefits based on immigration status. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like a typical Monday. Busy freeways already with eastbound 270 filling in quickly across Commerce City. Southbound 25 stacking up through Thornton and North Glen. We do have an off-highway crash and investigation going on Yale west of Sheridan near J Street, so avoid that area. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly sunny with more isolated storms into the afternoon. Going to get a high of 97 today.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gel. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
He is with VoteVets.org. We're going to talk about Iraq. And we're going to talk about the controversy last week. The Senate's top Democrat, a veterans group, and liberal activists last Thursday criticized Democratic Senator Ken Salazar's legislative approach to changing directions in the Iraq war, saying it fails to shift President Bush's strategy. And Colorado's junior senator seeks to make mandatory the recommendations of the Iraq study group. But see, you know, the problem with this is that when the Iraq study group put that together, things have changed now. Conditions are different. So what they really need to do is get that group back together again and let them reexamine the situation, which, of course, the White House rejects. And Senator Salazar is pushing this along with, it's bipartisan. But the thing is that for a lot of folks, we're just way beyond this. And we invited Senator Salazar to come on the show this morning, and we got no reply. We got no answer. And I know a lot of you, last time we had him on, you were critical of me because I didn't rip him a new one. But What good would that have done? Wouldn't do any good at all. There is infuriating news about Iraq this morning. And I know it's Monday morning and you're thinking to yourself, boy, is he going to start this off? Is he going to start Monday morning off complaining, whining, and with a negative? No, but this really gets my goat. To use an old phrase. I mean, this bothers me. This should bother you, too. The Iraqi parliament, which has a ton of stuff on its plate, and really needs to get political work done in Iraq, is going to take the entire month. It's going to take, 30 days off that they're not going to be at work. So I believe this took place on Friday. Tony Snow is asked about this, and he gives the most ridiculous response. Check this out.
Iraqi government taking the month of August off?
Probably, yeah. Just like
taking the entire month of August off before the September deadline.
It looks like they may, yeah. Just like the U.S. Congress is.
Have you tried to talk them out of that?
You know, it's 130 degrees in Baghdad in August. I'll pass on your recommendation.
Well, Tony, I'm sorry. That's, you know, there are a lot of things that happened by September, and it's 130 degrees for the U.S. military also on the ground.
You know, that's a good point, and it's 130 degrees for the Iraqi military. And the Iraqis, you know, I'll let them My understanding is at this juncture they're going to take August off, but, you know, they may change their minds.
But have you tried to convince them not to? Has the U.S. government
The Iraqis understand the importance. It's not a September deadline. It's a September report. I think it's very important in an age where everybody wants to create a sense of sort of finishing up on a deadline. It's a report. It is not a deadline. It is a report that will, in fact, measure progress. It's a very important.
A month they're not working.
All right. What do you make of that? So they're going to take August off because it's 130 degrees, but then when ABC's Martha Raddatz turns around and says, well, wait a minute, it's 130 degrees for the U.S. troops, then Tony Snow replies lamely, and I like Tony Snow, but Tony Snow replies lamely, well, it's 130 degrees for the Iraqi army. Okay, so in other words, while our men and women are there, or our kids are there dying, stuck in this untenable situation, the Iraqi parliament takes a month off because, according to Tony Snow, which must be where the White House is coming from, it's 130 degrees. Now, I realize it's 6:16, 60 minutes after 6 on Monday morning. I realize that the tradition here is, Jay, I just can't get with the program on Monday morning. I hear you, man, but I can't. It's all I can do to call in because it is Monday morning. Is anybody progressive, liberal, in the middle, conservative, right-wing? Anybody taken aback by this, that these guys would take 30 days off? And Tony Snow compares it to the U.S. Congress? Well, most of us are not happy that Congress takes all this vacation. Now, some Congress people, like Ed Perlmutter and Mark Udall and others, they come home and they travel a district and they travel a state and they get out and they talk to their constituents. But by and large, most of us resent the fact that they'll get 30 days or however much time they take, and the rest of us don't have that. But now we've got the Iraqi parliament taking 30 days in the middle of this situation, this horrible situation over there. I mean, does anybody find that to be infuriating, or is it just me? And it's the oldest game in the world on talk radio. Well, he's on there trying to get people stirred up. No, I'm not. And I'm not painting it an ain't it awful situation. I'm just wondering. I'm just comparing notes with you. I'm just waiting to see if there's anybody out there who objects to this. You know, if Senator Salazar would have come on this morning, I would have asked him. I would have said, do you find anything funny about taking 30 days off? You think that's fine? How about if we just took 30 days off?
How about this, Jay? If it's over 100 degrees, no construction workers have to do anything to the roads or any type of construction work here.
I agree.
It's too hot to work today.
I agree. Never mind the fact there were, 17 people killed this overnight in car bombings in Iraq. That's 130 degrees. It's just too warm. 303-713-7600. Once again, I see this as being an everyday person issue, not a bipartisan issue. I really do. I mean, you can't be happy with this no matter what your political or...
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Special agent, have you reached the safe?
Copy that. I'm at the safe now.
Can you crack the code?
They've left a clue. It says where auto insurance is as easy as quote by print. That's no secret. It's Esurance. E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. Opening safe now. E is for easy online convenience. S is for save with great discounts. U is for unbelievably fast quotes. R is for reliable. Esurance is there for you 24/7 every day of the year. A is for affordable rates. N is for nice, friendly service. C is for compare with Esurance prices to other companies. And E is for excellent financial strength.
Good work. Sounds like you cracked the code, Special Agent.
Well, everyone knows that E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E spells fast, easy auto insurance.
Cool. Get your quote from eSurance.com today.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And you can really experience a new Sleep Number bed for yourself. You really got to do this. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So visit a Select Comfort store nearest you. Do it today. They've got them all over the Front Range. Select Comfort stores are located in 12 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek Mall, Belmar Mall, and the brand new location at the 29th Street Mall.
You don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you Rocky Problem taking the month of August off?
Probably, yeah. Just like
taking the entire month of August off before the September deadline.
It looks like they may, yeah. Just like the U.S. Congress is.
Have you tried to talk them out of that?
You know, it's 130 degrees in Baghdad in August. I'll pass on your recommendation.
The poor Iraqi Parliament. It's 130 degrees and they can't go to work. But, of course, if you're a United States soldier, we expect you to be out there In 130, with all that equipment on out there in the 130-degree weather. Yeah, the Iraqis really demonstrate that they want that quote-unquote democracy bad, don't they? 624, 24 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 99, chance thunderstorms, 303-713-7600. Stephanie in Evergreen. Stephanie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm glad to hear you.
Oh, thanks.
It's funny. I'm sending you an instant message at 6:16 with homework to get ready for my conversation when I call in at 9 o'clock. And you're asking if it's too early to get all fired up. I kind of feel like Charlie Brown walking around, getting ready to kick football, getting ready to get disillusioned all over again. I want to talk about Edwards at 9, but in regards to Tony Snow and the Bush administration, it's paying no attention to the man behind the curtain. Same day, same story, different day. I can't believe it. You like Tony Snow. I think he's funny.
Well, I don't agree with him politically at all. I did agree with him when he was a columnist. I didn't agree with him when he was a talk show host. But as a person, he's a nice guy. I mean, at least the couple hours I spent with him.
Oh, I think he's funny.
He was a nice guy, but his. What he says here about, well, it's 100. What he says to Martha Raddatz about it's 130 degrees, that's a joke.
It is a joke. My brother was in Kirkuk for 2.5 years, and I sent him and his entire unit those little misty misters because it was not just 130 degrees. But like you said, they have all their equipment on. They don't have body armor, but maybe that's why they're cool enough to work. But
I just don't get it. I don't get how anybody in this country could stand for this.
I don't either. That's why I said I feel like Charlie Brown getting ready to kick the football.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I mean, I don't know how to. I don't know what it takes. I don't know. Two and two just don't equal four. Well, I because if things are so dire, if this is such a dire situation, why are they taking 30 days off?
I don't have the answer.
Well, apparently neither does Tony Snow. Stephanie, well, thanks. I appreciate the call.
All right. Leave your homework for 9 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
I'll get right on that. Jason in Laramie. Jason, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay.
Well, you asked if there was nobody who was progressive, upset, or ticked off at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, anybody. I mean, is there anybody? It doesn't make any difference what their political grounding is. I mean, doesn't anybody find this to be absurd?
It's obscene. It's disgusting. I'm out of adjectives. It makes me so angry that I just added to the list of things that make me mad about this war. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The list just keeps growing, and now, once again, we've proven that we don't have an Iraqi partner for peace. How the heck are we supposed to get out of there? How are we supposed to solve any of this? How is the Middle East, how is Iraq supposed to become a beacon for democracy if their government, their parliament, can't even get their act together enough to hash out an oil-sharing agreement, the key issue for all these factions, in the month of August? I don't care if it's 200 degrees. There are boys and girls from Kansas over there who are flying in the desert, and these jerks are going to take a month off. It's unacceptable.
It is unacceptable, and it is. And Tony Snow's answer is weak.
It's at best. It's weak at best. And then I just want to add on my little bit of anger about Friday night's announcement that the Bush administration is going to try to extend and is extending executive privilege over the Pat Tillman file.
Oh yeah, that's bad too.
Is that not just obscene as well? Because now a true American hero, all of our boys and girls who are over there are true American heroes. This Pat stands out a great story, and I don't think that he would want to be aggrandized above any other member of the military. But this story was used by the Bush administration to compel interest and concern in the war about this American hero who gave up a great promising career and went over there, and it was used as a recruiting tool and is used as a means to sell this war. And now that we're trying to investigate what actually happened is in multiple investigations that have been coming that had to go down because the military has been fighting at every step. Now they're going to try and claim executive privilege.
Tillman was pimped. There's no question. Just like what's her name was Jessica
Lynch.
She was pimped too. And now the Bush administration is, I got in this whole argument with people last week about inherent contempt. The only way to fix this is not inherent contempt. The only way to fix it is to take the whole executive privilege situation and take it directly to court and see if you can beat the administration. And plus, on top of that, yeah, I'm with you. I think it's time to try to get rid of this guy.
All you have to do is start the impeachment proceedings and say this is an investigation of a criminal procedure. Executive privilege no longer applies.
I agree. I think we should get rid of him. I don't know of any other way to rein this guy in except threaten him. Jason, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jay. Have a good morning.
Okay, you too. 303-713-7600, and it's 6:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. What would manager would say if I went in and said I want a month off? Hi, I'd like to have a month off. Well, you could have more than a month off. You can have, well, just don't come back. Now, if you missed the Tony Snow clip, we'll play it for you after we look at traffic. And you can hear how ridiculous this is. By the way, a friend of mine who is conservative sent me the clip too, by the way. So it wasn't, it isn't what you would call your typical liberal. I mean, this should be bipartisan anger at this situation. All right, 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're looking good. We do have a surface street closure of Yale between Wadsworth and Sheridan. Police investigation going on there. So you're going to want to avoid the congestion that's being diverted away from the area, although we do have police directing traffic. We also have a crash on Washington under I-70. Looks like our biggest issue was outside of the city. Southbound 25 was backing up around Toma Road through Castle Rock for a paving operation, but looks like crews are wrapping that up. Weather outlook today, you can expect partly sunny skies with more isolated storms into the afternoon, high of 97. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get to quality Mitsubishi today on South Broadway and drive home a brand new 07 Outlander for just...
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
You don't want to spend this hot summer cooking inside. Get out on your patio, cool off with some great deals from Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. Right now, the more you buy, the more you save. And July is set sale month, which means you'll save more money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And unlike the other guys out there, Freehoff still has a huge selection of beautiful patio furniture in stock. Freehoff's always has same-day delivery all across the state. They're spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
My English Bulldog, Timothy, used to have hot spots and areas on his side and stuff where the fur was missing. His immune system was terrible, and we've taken him to allergists, veterinarians, and we probably spent, $300 to $400 every 4 months on him. And one day I was listening to a local sports station, and I heard a Dynavite commercial, and they were talking about it, everything to a T, what Timothy had on his skin rash, his itching, his smell, his ears, everything. So I figured, what the heck, and I got on www.dynavite.com, and I ordered a 5-pound pail, and within 3 weeks, his smell's almost gone. His ears have cleared up. His eyes have cleared up. All the neighbors can't believe how good he looks. And we told him that we gave him Dynavite, and I think at least two or three of my neighbors have bought it for their dogs. We're on our third 5-pound pail, so I highly recommend it. www.dinovite.com. 859 1-800-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
House Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. Right now, the more you buy, the more you save. And July is set sale month, which means you'll save more money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And unlike the other guys out there, Freehoff still has a huge selection of beautiful patio furniture in stock. Freehoff's always has same-day delivery all across the state. They're spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Is your office got a really rocky problem in taking the month of August off?
Probably, yeah. Just like
taking an entire month of August off before the September deadline.
It looks like they may, yeah. Just like the U.S. Congress is.
Have you tried to talk them out of that?
You know, it's 130 degrees in Baghdad in August. I'll pass on your recommendation.
Well, Tony, I'm sorry. That's, you know, there are a lot of things that happened by September, and it's 130 degrees for the U.S. military also on the ground.
You know, that's a good point. And it's 130 degrees for the Iraqi military. And the Iraqis, you know, I'll let them. My understanding is at this juncture they're going to take August off, but, you know, they may change their minds.
But have you tried to convince them not to? Has the U.S. government
The Iraqis understand the importance. It's not a September deadline. It's a September report. I think it's very important in an age where everybody wants to create a sense of sort of finishing up on a deadline. It's a report. It is not a deadline. It is a report that will, in fact, measure progress. It's a very important.
Exactly. A month if they're not working.
You like the end there where Tony Snow says it's not a deadline. It's a report, which means even if the news in September is bad, we back away from it. Jay Marvin at 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 99. 303-713-7600. The Iraqi parliament takes 30 days off because, according to Snow, it's 130 degrees in Baghdad. Gee, does the U.S. military, do they get 30 days off? Oh, no. Guess not. Here's Bob and Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, I can concur with what you're doing with this Tony Snow thing. It's a joke. The whole war is a joke. I mean, if everything was taken seriously over there, we would have never gone to first place. We would have gotten the hell out a long time ago. So I can go with that. I'm going to follow up with what your last caller had said. And I that's what I wanted to talk about. For me, this idea of impeachment, I thought, oh my God, these hardliners, all they want to do is go and impeach, and this is crazy. But Bill Moyer's journal on Friday night had the whole thing was on impeachment. He had a lawyer for Ronald Reagan and the gentleman that is the rights, the editor.
Yeah, don't get too much away because I have a DVR and haven't seen it yet.
I want you to watch it because, Jay, I think this is the most important thing in the world. And what they said is that we have to go after this right now. And the problem is that we have got a constitutional crisis in this country, okay? And what we have just done right now is that we're allowing this guy, signing statements, the Patriot Act, the wire traps, anything like this. And he went out Friday and said the same thing, that Congress has nothing to do with the war. All they got to do is fund the troops. We're getting to a point where these guys think they are above the law. They have acted as above the law and so on and so forth. And this is what that videotape is about, and I would urge you and all your listeners to watch it and to really, really watch it. But what?
Yeah, I understand that, and I will check it out. But I don't know of any better sign that things are not right there in Iraq, that things are bad, that they're going to take 30 days off. I don't know of any better sign. I don't know how anybody can excuse us, and once again, you know what? We'll hear nothing, virtually nothing, from our compadres across the aisle on the other radio stations, I'll guarantee you, I bet this doesn't come up today. And if it did, I would love to hear what kind of lame defense they would come up with.
Okay. I'll call you back tomorrow, because you need to watch that first. And
all right. Well, you know what? I'll get to it when I get to it. But I thank you for the call, Bob. Thanks. We go to Andy in Centennial. Andy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I think, you know, there's no reason to be upset about this any more than you're upset about the whole ridiculous situation in Iraq.
But it just piles on. I mean, it's like, okay, it's like when you have a cut, the last thing you want somebody to do is get salt and pour it in there.
Well, I think you're operating from the fantasy that anything that that parliament does is going to make any difference in bringing those warring factions together in that civil war. I mean, we went over there and created a civil war situation, and we're now expecting these lame parliament members to bail us out. And
well, they at least have to try.
Well,
I mean, if they want us to look. Bottom line on this, we can want for them all we can wish and we can want for them, quote unquote, democracy. But whether you think that's the reason we're there or not, okay? But we can want that for them.
Okay.
But you can't give somebody something who when they don't want it for themselves.
That's right. I mean, I think all of the groups that are there seem to want domination of all the other groups. And until they come to some sort of, life of accommodation with each other, nothing that Parliament does is going to make any difference. I mean, what do we think they're going to do? They're going to pass the oil sharing agreement, and that's
no. But they have to at least show commitment, and they at least have to try. And they are not showing any commitment, and they're not trying. And the Iraqi troops are not trying. And you notice that we never hear anymore when they stand up, we'll stand down. We don't hear this anymore. But this is like one more thing to pile on an already overloaded vehicle. And at some point, something here in this country has got to give, because you can't sit there with a logically straight face and you can't ask our kids. Well, they're not going to get 30 days off in the 130-degree weather.
I guess,
and have the spokesperson for the White House tell you that, well, they're taking 30 days off because it's 130 degrees outside?
I guess what you're, this sort of goes back to the previous two callers. I guess what you're hoping for is that this is the tipping point that causes our Congress to do something real about getting us out of that situation.
Well, I just don't understand why the tipping point hasn't come a long time ago.
That's right.
This just makes it, I mean, this is like taking a full-page ad out in the Rocky Mountain News of the Denver Post, pointing to the obvious.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take for our elected representatives to do something real to make this situation change. And the only, they've tried a few things and had vetoes and, had filibusters and, various maneuvers have taken place in Washington. I mean, it's at the point where it seems the only thing that's going to make a difference is to put impeachment out as a viable alternative. And, I don't know. Is this what's going to make our Congress do that?
I don't know. And I used to think that the whole idea of impeaching this guy, well, both of them, Cheney and Bush, I used to think that idea was too extreme and that it would get in the way of other things. Now, I don't think that, because I don't know of any other way. And I really mean this in a bipartisan, I really mean this in a neither right nor left feeling. If this were a Democratic president, I would say the same thing. I really would. I don't know of any other way to put a halt to the charade. And once again, we'll sail through this hour again with no conservative callers. But I would love to ask a conservative caller. I'd love to ask if they think this is right. I mean, what more does it take to show you that the Iraqis are not serious? And like anything else in life, you can't make somebody or a bunch of people do something and earn something that they really don't want. They don't want it, apparently. Because if they wanted it bad enough, they wouldn't take 30 days off.
Hey, Jay, when you were in junior high and high school, did you learn that the United States was a government of laws and not of men?
Yes, of course.
And do you think, are we still teaching that? I mean,
you know what? I don't know. I ask that question to myself every single day.
You know, we have a government now, particularly the president and the vice president and the people that are close to them, who do not believe that the laws of the United States apply to them in any way, shape, or form, as far as I can tell. You know, they've put us into untenable situations, not just in Iraq, but in a lot of different ways with regard to the environment, you know, with regard to human rights. We're in the worst situation that we've ever been in the history of the Republic, as far as I can tell. And these guys are not held accountable. Now what does that do to the long-term interests of the United States? What does it do to us as a liberal democracy?
Makes it very hard. Makes it very hard to inspire any kind of faith in the process, and makes it very hard to carry on, whatever your political feelings are. Because I had a conversation. Well, I don't mind talking about who I had this conversation with over the weekend. I had it on Sunday at breakfast with David Sirota and his wife, and we were talking about this, about the fact that this thing is like, it's like a ship at sea without a no. You know what it is? It's like Captain Queeg.
That's right.
That's what it's like. Mutiny on the Bounty with James Cagney with the steel balls. I mean, it's like, and the plant and all of that. I mean, it's like, it's totally and completely. You just want to go. Enough's enough. And I think this is my big problem with the Democrats. I think this is my big problem with the Democrats, and it's my big problem with the Republicans, and it's my big problem with everybody. When is it going to be enough is going to be enough? Andy, thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. We'll continue. We got Rick on the line from Longmont. He says he's a conservative, and we'll hear what he has to say about this coming up 6:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. So far, we're in pretty good shape for a Monday, although it's very busy across the metro area, as you could well expect. Have all the usual stack across that north side of town, eastbound 270, southbound I-25. Also dealing with this closure of Yale between Sheridan and Wadsworth. Police investigation going on there. Could be going on for most of the morning. Have a two-vehicle crash on Washington under I-70. Weather outlook today, you can expect a mostly sunny day, although we're going to get some isolated storms in by the afternoon. Looking for a high of 97. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Summer's here and it's heating up. This is the best time of year to apply Revive to your lawn. Get rid of those dry brown spots.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
I've heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Call by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
6:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Check this out. Think about things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris replaced by Xbox, Xbox 360, and your glasses replaced by normal vision. Let me tell you about Icon LASIK Center. You know, corrected vision is not some far-off futuristic dream. It's happening now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $499 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types, zero down, and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like IntraLase and bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling today, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Now, new offices in Loveland, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter CON.com.
The dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler reminds listeners that during her lifetime, one out of every seven women in the United States is at risk of developing breast cancer. Early detection and treatment greatly improves the chance for survival. For information about the options available to you or a loved one, consult your health professional or visit nbcam.org. This is from the dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler on Arapaho Road in Centennial. For appointments, call 798-2305. They're making a difference for breast cancer awareness.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
I've heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hendrick. Oh, my God. Stop playing that loud rock and roll so early in the morning. Jimmy. 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, it's going to be hot, high 99, slight chance of thunderstorms. Man, I got a convertible. I am not driving around today with my top down. Whew! I am so sunburned. All right, we're talking about the Iraqi parliament, which, by the way, speaking of sunburn and heat, Tony Snow says, well, they're going to take a month off because 130 degrees? Well, what about our soldiers? They don't get a month off. Here's Rick in Longmont. Rick, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi.
I think the only thing we can do is not think about it, not consider it. We just have to impeach this man and Cheney. And these politicians have to be afraid of their jobs. Otherwise, they start running like they are now. I don't see this guy as a conservative. I just see him and his group as, let's see how much cash we can get out of this position we're in. And let's see how long we can stay here.
Yeah, I don't see him as being a true conservative either, really. Because I've said this on the air before, there are tenets of conservatism which make a lot of sense, are not bad ideas. But what he's doing here is he's doing what he wants to do because he's got some kind of messianic vision or some kind of vision here. And he's ignoring everybody else.
I think when you say messianic, I think it leans more toward the religious version of that. I don't think that's quite what you mean, but
all right. Well, he's got some kind. Then he's got some kind. Well, I don't know. Explain to me what you think. What you think it is that enables him to basically not only ignore what people in the country feel as pointed out by every poll taken by every organization, including Fox News, but also you've got basically, I mean, you've got some pretty prominent conservative Republicans, and he's basically just ignoring them, too.
I like you said, I think it's more along the lines of a mob style. You know, I'm the figurehead, and we're going to see how much cash we can make. I don't think it has much to do with ideas or religious fervor or anything else beyond how much power I can collect. The other thing that really gets me, and I got to bring this up, is his it wasn't a pardon, but for
his commutation of the jail sentence.
Yeah,
why does the president have that power? I don't care whether you're...
It's in the Constitution.
It's so king-like that I just... I don't know. I'd hate to have a constitutional convention to change that because I don't want them to change anything else while they're in there, but that just really bugs me. It's so much like the king saying, well, I will commute your sentence.
Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think there's a lot of people who feel that way, and I feel that way. And then what also it says is that if you and I get into trouble, if we lie to a jury or we lie to a grand jury and we're found guilty of that, no one is going to get on national TV and is going to say that Rick or Jay didn't commit a crime, that this was baseless, and nobody is going to get us out from underneath an impending jail sentence. You and I would have to go.
Yeah, it just... So anyway, like I said...
Well, these people conduct themselves like they're royalty, and... I really believe, I don't think, regardless of what your political persuasion is, I don't think anybody backs that idea.
Well, I guess the thing that really surprises me is that we elect these families. I mean, we end up with these political power families, and these people aren't held accountable, so it just kind of rolls daddy's political influences roll into son or daughter's. And, you know, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And if we would impeach these people when they do things wrong, Democrat or Republican, I mean, they have to fear us. They really do. And they don't. I mean, we're the peons, and they're the elite. And that's how we've gotten into trouble here.
I think you're right about that, too, because he's not running again, so he has nothing to fear. So he's going to do exactly what he wants to do. Rick, thanks. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Cliff in Denver. Cliff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. Thanks for taking this call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that I totally agree and understand why the Congress, the Iraqi Congress, doesn't want to be in session now. It's that revenue sharing agreement, probably among other things. They do not want to sign it. And right now they're being forced to at the point of a gun.
Well, I don't think anybody's forcing them to point to a gun. We may be putting pressure on them to sign it, but I don't think we're pointing guns at them. We're certainly not threatening to throw them in jail. We're asking them to hammer something out. If they don't want to hammer it out, then they ought to have the guts to stand up and say, okay, we don't like the agreement, and we want to rewrite it. We want to fix it. We want to change it. We don't agree. We're not going to go along with it. We're not going to be bullied. We're not, you know, whatever. They can make public statements. Nobody's going to do anything about that. But to turn around and take 30 days off, and then have the presidential press secretary say, well, it's 130 degrees in Baghdad. Yeah, but what about some kid from Metropolis, Illinois, who's over there, and it's 130 degrees for him? He doesn't get 30 days off.
You know very well that the Iraqi Congress, Tony Snell, Bush, they don't care about those troops. So they'll do it and say whatever they can to get what they want. And right now, they do not want to sign that statement, so they're going to be gone for 30 days.
But you know what? But that's not going to solve anything because they're just going to have to face it when they come back. The problem is that to me, it's like I said earlier in the hour. Well, let me quote Bob Dylan. You don't need a weatherman to tell which way the wind blows. Okay.
Very true.
All right. You don't need a full-page ad in the Rockies or the Denver Post to figure out that these people are screwed. That, you know what, and we're getting screwed. Cliff, thanks, man. I got to run.
Take care.
Thanks. Coming up next, you want a pit bull? I got to ask you some questions. Stick around.
Jay Martin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Is your nest egg going to be ready by your retirement date, or will you run out of time and money? Hi, I'm John Commuta. Instead of putting your retirement on hold, you can start looking forward to a debt-free, stress-free retirement with my proven Transforming Debt into Wealth system. And I'll send you a free tape today showing you the power of my proven strategy.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. And that includes your mortgage. And it works books no matter what your debt load. You'll eliminate your debt, freeing up the money to rapidly stockpile your retirement nest egg, guaranteed.
We were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts. Today we are totally debt-free.
Get out from under the debt that's crippling your financial security. Call right now for your free tape. Call 1-800-900-5953. For your free tape, call 1-800-900-5953. That's 1-800-900-5953.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani, the typical drug abuser. A report out this morning says he or she may look a lot like someone you know, someone at work.
A government report shows most of the nation's 31 million drug and alcohol abusers have full-time jobs and are creating special workplace problems, high absenteeism, for instance, and job turnover. Bob Stevenson of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration does see a positive sign, though, less tolerance by coworkers.
They don't want to work next to somebody who's got a current alcohol or drug problem. That's something that's really changed in the last 10 years.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The biggest payout since the Catholic priest sex abuse scandal hit the front pages should be finalized a few hours from now in a Los Angeles courtroom. Cardinal Roger Mahoney has agreed to pay $660 million to 500 alleged abuse victims.
The one thing I wish I could give the victims, I cannot, and that is a restoration to where they were originally.
Alleged victim Steve Sanchez says the Los Angeles Archdiocese is taking the easy way out.
When they're about to take the stand, all of a sudden their checkbook comes out.
The settlement ends more than 5 years of negotiations. Overseas, upwards of 85 people have been killed in a pair of car bombings in Kirkuk, northern Iraq. The attacks targeted a Kurdish political office and an outdoor market. A strong earthquake has taken at least 7 lives and flattened hundreds of buildings across northwestern Japan.
The numbers look very grim. A lot of homes, a lot of particularly traditional Japanese wooden homes that collapse quite quickly when they're struck in an earthquake. And we're seeing that kind of damage this time around.
CBS's Lucy Kraft in Tokyo. Here at home, internet connections at work are supposed to be used for work. But they aren't always. In fact, an audit by the Connecticut Department of Environmental Protection found that more than half the visits to websites over a 2-year period had nothing to do with the job.
The instance that stood out the most, a worker had visited sites related to finding Russian brides, had been visited a couple of thousand times.
Spokesman Dennis Shane. It's a dubious milestone for the city of brotherly love. By losing to the Cardinals last night, the Philadelphia Phillies became the first sports team to lose 10,000 games. Some fans went to the game just to see history in the making.
To see 10,000. We're here for that. It's historic.
The Phillies have won more than 8,800 games since they first took the field in 1883. No harm, no foul. A suspicious package at Miami International Airport was not an explosive device, but one terminal had to be closed for about an hour this morning while the bomb squad checked it out. Pancakes for breakfast, grilled specialties for dinner. IHOP has cooked up a deal to buy Applebee's for about $2 billion. Price of gasoline jumped 6 cents over the past 3 weeks to a nationwide average $3.06 a gallon in the latest Lundberg survey. Harry Potter was far and away the weekend's biggest box office hit, more than $77 million in sales. S&P futures down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Newman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot. The magic of paint. It brings a room from the 70s right into the 21st century in no time. With the top brands like Glidden and Behr, it's easier than ever. What about colors? Our exclusive Color Smart system not only matches any color you bring in, but lets you coordinate and visualize before the first brush stroke. Need help? Try one of our weekly clinics and learn the latest tips and techniques. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. State officials are warning that rafting could be hazardous to your health. Five rafters have died this summer on the Arkansas River. Between Leadville and Canyon City, the number of rangers observing traffic on the river has been reduced due to budget cuts. It's round two of what could become a marathon battle between the University of Colorado and its fraternities, and the Greeks think they will win again. The frats are saying their numbers are rising despite the refusal of officials to make student mailing lists available until after school has started. They're using popular websites like MySpace.com. Elvis has left the mountain. An Estes Park woman who found a rock she swears has the face of the Rock King on it has taken it home. Plans on selling it on eBay on the 30th anniversary of Elvis's death. And more ammunition for critics who charge the Bush administration has lost its tenuous grip on reality. White House mouthpiece Tony Snow responding to a reporter's question about the Iraqi parliament going on a month-long vacation right in the middle of all the chaos.
It's 130 degrees in Baghdad in August. I'll pass on your recommendation.
As another reporter pointed out, it's 130 degrees for our troops as well. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We have this problem in the foothills, a semi-crash that now has U.S. 6 completely shut down westbound right near 119. So be prepared for major delays if you're already headed that direction. Two-car wreck on Washington under I-70 in the cleanup, and you can expect that closure of Yale between Wadsworth and Sheridan to continue most of the morning. Police are on scene conducting an investigation. Security wait time at DIA, 20 minutes. Weather outlook today. Partly sunny. We're going to get some isolated storms into the afternoon. High of 97. Right now it's partly cloudy and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a loaded 05 Escape for just $12,900. Great SUV with super gas mileage at an unbelievable price. Get your 05 Escape today for just $12,900. Only at Freeway Ford at I-25 at Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hope your Monday is getting off to a really good start. And it's going to be hot today, too. High around 99 and a chance of thunderstorms, about a 10% chance. I wonder if I could call my trainer, Keith, at the Matrix of 8th and Lincoln and say, it's too hot to come in today to train, to work out. Think I get away with that, John? No, I don't think so. By the way, for those of you wondering what happened, if you didn't see Saturday's Rocky Mountain News, and I don't know if the Denver Post covered it or not, but the whole Homeowners Association flap with Beth Hammer. The Homeowners Association out there in Wheat Ridge has backed down. And she can now fly her flag upside down to protest the war. So that's good news that they finally came to the realization that they would probably get their butts beat in court. And congratulations to her for holding out. I mentioned that Sunday I went out and had breakfast with David Sirota, who's right now in the middle of writing a new book and who has moved to Denver. And we were talking about all kinds of things. We were talking about the Democratic Party. We were talking about politics. But we started to get off, as you do when you talk among friends, about things that you read about in the news and things that go on, and you wonder about this stuff. And there have been these stories, these ongoing stories, about pit bulls in the news. And there's a story in the Rocky Mountain News from July the 14th horrible choice to mix pit bulls and babies. Neighbors who helped save three babies and their 63-year-old great-grandmother from a pit bull Thursday are outraged that an Aurora couple kept the unregistered animal in their home. It just takes 1 second for them to go into the kill mode. Once they've gone into the kill mode, you just can't stop them, said Darlene Settle, who lives down the street from the home where the mauling took place. All the neighbors are angry because they put all our babies' lives in danger. They choose to put their own babies' lives in danger, but that's their business, said Settle, who has four children of her own. Settle said the owner's wife told her that the dog was not registered and kept asking if she was going to be arrested. She was petrified. She knew they were in trouble, Settle said. Aurora police are investigating whether to file child abuse charges or issue a summons to the dog owners for harboring a restricted breed. Pit bulls have been illegal in Aurora since 2006, according to authorities. Dave and I start talking about this, and he's lived in a lot of cities just like I have. And virtually every city we've ever gone to, this whole thing about pit bulls is always in the news. Always. Now, if it's not pit bulls, it's Rottweilers, but pit bulls are always in the news. Has anybody ever noticed that? That they're always in because of biting, mauling? Okay. I know there are a lot of you who will come forward and you'll say, yeah, but a friend of ours has a pit bull. And it's a very docile, very gentle animal. Then David Sirota was telling me that he and his wife have a friend. Who has a pit bull, and at first exposure to the dog, they were a little scared. But they said the dog is very gentle. It's very docile. Now, I've been around dogs and I've had dogs all my life. You know I love animals. I said to David Sirota, I said, well, maybe I won't get any calls, but I'm going to ask this question on the air. Let's see what people have to tell us about this. What is it about pit bulls that they are always in trouble? That no matter where you live, there's one of these pit bull stories. David said, and David's wife said, well, it's the owners. It's not the dogs themselves. Okay, are pit bulls born mean? Are they born mean? Or do people buy them? Do these owners get them and then they teach them to be mean? I'm not saying anything about the couple in Aurora, because I don't know anything about that, dog's history. But I really want to know what it is about these dogs that they're so controversial. That a city like Aurora would ban pit bulls. Are all pit bulls the same? Or do the owners teach the dogs to be mean? That they buy the pit bull to send a specific message. And the specific message is, I have a bad dog. I have a mean dog. Screw with me, and you'll end up screwing with Spike, or whatever name you'd give him. What is that behind that? Where is that coming from, this whole thing? Do you have any idea on this, John? Do you think it's the owners, or do you think it's the dogs themselves?
Well, I honestly think it's probably the dogs. I mean, I think these dogs kind of are psychologically programmed to be kind of mean and fighting and biting and bite people. My brother-in-law has a pit bull, and I just don't like it around my house. And he brought it up for the holidays last year, and I just didn't want the thing around my kids, period. And, you know, I've recently had a dog bite my kid in the face, and I had to get rid of my dog, and it wasn't a pit bull. So I don't think it's just pit bulls. I think a lot of dogs and kids don't mix. And I think it's a combo. I think it's a 50-50 combo.
All right, but do the owners raise these dogs, or are they genetically predispositioned to be mean?
I would say that's probably the case. I think a lot of vets would tell you that, too, or dog breeders.
Oh, we got any vets or dog breeders out there? Any pit bull owners? But you know, when I've talked about this in the past, people will call up and they'll say, well, I have a pit bull. My sister has a pit bull. My neighbor has a pit bull. Listen, we've never had any trouble. There's nothing wrong with the dog. And we've never had any trouble. And in other words, are pit bulls like guns? Because a gun becomes what the owner intends the gun to become. I mean, a gun is, if you lay a gun out on a table, the gun is not going to jump up off the table and shoot you. It takes a human being to handle a gun to shoot another human being. So are pit bulls, are they born this way, or do owners condition them to be this way? You say, John, that they are genetically predispositioned to be this way, to be aggressive, or to have quick temper, or whatever it is that causes this. So, because they're genetically predispositioned, then they're going to go ahead and do it. Regardless of how you treat them,
I'm not saying all of them. I'm sure there's millions of pit bulls who have never bitten a person.
Well, my daughter got bit by a pit bull. My daughter got bit by one.
Yeah, I've never known anybody that's gotten bit by one, but I know several kids who have been bit by dogs other than pit bulls, so.
Well, aren't Rottweilers come to mind? How about Akitas? Aren't those
Chows are also
Chows,
known.
Aren't they known to bite?
The one that bit my kid was a chocolate lab, one of the nicest dogs you can get. Easiest to train and supposed to be great around kids, but, you know.
Well, did that dog show any trouble before?
No.
Maybe Carson. Cause
well, yeah, a lot
Carson's
of these
like
kids pester the dog, and then that creates it. So
how long you're
going to have a dog in your house, you gotta really be ready to have the interaction between dog and kid and be able to train your kid not to mess with the dog, and then also train your dog not to bite your kid, because that's what we're going through in my family right now.
How old is Carson?
Carson's 2.
Okay, so maybe unwillingly he hurt the lab, and the lab just did what a lab would naturally do. Send Carson a message, hey, don't do that again.
Yep. But I can't risk having that dog around the house again, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Is a dog's life as valued as a human's life?
No, but on the other hand, how do you teach your children not to engage in that kind of behavior unless you say to them, okay, as your child's crying, well, did you pester Kokomo or whatever the case was? Were you badgering him? Were you bugging him? And he only did what he thought was right, and you see, this is why daddy tells you not to do this. But these pit bulls, the stories that you read about them, they're an unprovoked attacks. They just all of a sudden snap and go nuts. That's what I want to know about. 303-713-7600. I don't know if we have any veterinarians out there, any dog breeders, any pit bull owners, anybody who's had experience with dogs and with pit bulls can answer these questions about what is it about pit bulls Because if it's the owner that does it and not the dog itself, how then do you ban a whole breed of dogs from a city? That's what I don't understand. Don't you hold the individual owners responsible? I don't get that. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 here on AM 760.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Phew, I think I've lost him. Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call Esurance. 1-800-ESURANCE. Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. Don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you got Esurance.
True, with Esurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24/7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at Esurance, there's always someone there to help.
With Esurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's Esurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Save on 24/7 claim service at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Rocky's Autos, regardless of what category you fall into. They've got the largest selection of clean, late-model, pre-owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Over 650 makes and models on the lot. Matching down incentive helps you out economically. So wherever your head's at, whether it's in having an automobile because you like cars, or it's in a situation where you got to buy a car because you need a car, Rockies will take care of you. Get out there and see Tom and Marv Al Shearer, see Spanky Herrera, see Ziggy, see Kobe, see any of the fine folks working out there, Isaac, any of the folks working out there at Rockies. They'll take care of you. Rockies Autos, check out their selection on the internet at rockiesautos.com. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hi, it's Tom Collins, the Auto Answer Man, inviting you to tune in Sunday morning at 9 o'clock for 2 hours of discussion on cars and car repair. You'll get the latest automotive news, new car reviews, lots of consumer information, money-saving tips. So, you know, if you want to save money and make your car last forever, this show is for you. I think Dennis Kucinich would like it, and I'm willing to bet you will too. Sunday morning, 9 to 11, right here. See you then.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Capstone Investment Financial Group, Icon LASIK Center, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to 4 offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
We're from a planet called Earth.
AM 760 Progressive Talk invites you to the evolution at the 2007 Earthworks Expo, July 27th through the 29th at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Earthworks Expo will feature over 100 exhibits, workshops, and keynote speakers that will inspire everyone to live green. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail.
How much?
How much is that?
Is that pit bull in the window? You know, the one that ripped off my neighbor's arm. 24 minutes after 7. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 99. It's going to be hot. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Asking about pit bulls, one line open at 303-713-7600, 303-713, vicious snarl attack. Okay, are pit bulls genetically predisposed to cause trouble, or is it the owners? And if it's the owners, how do you turn around like Aurora, and I believe Denver, too, has got it also, where you turn around and go, okay, you know what, if you own a pit bull, you can't live here. Should all pit bulls be looked at as being the same, or should, and if something happens, should the owner be held responsible? Here's, who's this on four? Michaela on four, who says she's got a pit bull. Michaela, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Do you have a pit bull?
Yes, I do. I actually have an 8-year-old pit bull that I've owned since he was 10 weeks old. He was going to be euthanized, and because of my living situation, I decided I could put the energy into saving his life. I don't have children. I am married. My husband does dog. It's a part-time job as a dog trainer. I also have a golden retriever, and I have a husky mix who came from a situation where he was horribly abused. And the first one I got was this pit bull. And I would describe him now as just incredibly sweet, subservient. He's not my aggressive dog. But what I did is I was very, very serious when I took on this commitment because of their very bad reputation. And I spent a lot of energy taking him through obedience, socializing him. I did all the things that you should do with any dog, but especially a dog that has a genetic locking jaw. You know, they can be a deadly weapon, and I'm very aware of that.
Okay, do you think that they are genetically predisposed to be aggressive and to attack, or do you think it's how they're raised?
I think it is how they raise, but I think that what else happens is because of their reputation, they are people who have a tendency to want that kind of dog, want them to encourage their aggression. A lot of people do. And they want them as an extension of their personality. They want them to appear as a weapon and to make them look tougher. And because of that, they don't socialize a dog. They can create a mean dog. But the other thing that I think happens is because there's a lot of fighting and a lot of, back door kind of thing, because they're illegal in a lot of places, I think they're inbred, too, which can put temperament issues on a genetic level. It creates a dog that's defective. And I'm not saying all pit bulls, but I think that's another addition that can happen. My dog is 8 years old. We have never had an incident. Now, I don't let anybody just have access. All dogs can behave oddly, and I think that you need to make sure that they're okay with anybody in your home before you give access to dogs, kids, people, whatever it would be.
But there's a huge difference, though, between, like, say, a pit bull or a Rottweiler and a Chihuahua.
Yeah, a lot of it's size, and I think that there are other dogs that bite more. They just don't do the damage. I think that if you looked at statistics, pit bulls don't bite more than some of the smaller breeds. The difference is they do have a jaw that can be deadly, as other dogs can, too. And then I also know that if you don't, children can behave around dogs in ways that make dogs nervous, or try to take the dog toy, and, you know, that kind of thing. I think that there's behavior that can encourage a dog to try to be defensive of whatever it thinks it is. Now, I do know that there have been attacks, and I think just like every bad I think there are incidents where, you know, that I don't know what creates that. I don't know if it's the dog has been trained for that or not trained at all. You know.
Yeah, I'd be interested in that aspect too. Michaela, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Absolutely.
All
absolutely.
Right. Anybody been attacked by a pit bull? They want to call up and tell us the circumstances. Here's Robbie in Boulder. Robbie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Yes. You were talking about dogs biting this morning. I don't think dogs will bite, but when a pit bull, it's an attack. It's not even a bite. And the damage they cause, you know, biting all the way to the bone, breaking bones, to me, they're like a loaded gun with no safety. I don't care how many times people say, oh, you know, my pit bull's so mild. You hear that, you know, after there's been these attacks. My pit bull is so gentle. And then it kills somebody or attacks someone like this 61-year-old woman. I have a small dog that I walk. And I walk with a can of pepper spray just because in Boulder we have so many young people and young guys that have big dogs. And those seem to be the ones that are loose. And when they come running up to my dog, I don't know if they're going to be friendly or not. But if there was a pit bull, spied a pit bull on the route that I walk, man, I'd start carrying a loaded gun. I'm just, over the years,
well, isn't general,
about all these.
Well, see, I'm torn about this, because isn't generalizations about anything? Doesn't that always, like, backfire on you? But the other side of it is that pit bulls always, always, always show up in the news as having trouble.
Well, it's because when they do finally bite, or it's not, like I said, it's not just a bite and they back away. They go in for the kill. And I think even down in Denver, the ones that they've grandfathered in and have a $200 registration fee, I don't even think that's enough. I would not want to be somebody who walked into a house and was attacked by a pit bull. I just think that has to be the most horrible thing.
Well, I've seen police officers have to deal with pit bulls. They always get out their, you know, their can of mace, and I've even seen I even saw one officer. I saw one officer draw his gun,
mm-hmm.
and was prepared to shoot the dog. But is that the dog or is that the owner that teaches the dog to act that way?
Well,
if it's the owner, then the owner ought to be held accountable. Don't you agree?
Well, I think they should be held accountable no matter what if the dog attacks. But I don't know, I forgot what I was saying.
All right. Well, we
haven't heard anything more about this attack. We haven't heard anything more.
Well, we don't know.
About the owner. We haven't heard anything
we don't
more
know.
About the lady who was attacked.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Her granddaughter.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see what the circumstances are. Robbie, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to, want to take one more or go to traffic? All right. Sam and Aurora, quickly. Sam, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay, how you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I'm doing good.
Jay, this is one of those seven-head or seven-layer different type of topics that you kind of got yourself into this morning. I think, where do you begin? I mean, I think the dogfighting culture has basically been vilified and come under so much scrutiny by the media.
But wait a minute. How can you not vilify dogs fighting? Are you saying the dogs fighting is okay?
No, of course not. But what I'm saying is that this particular breed has been vilified because of the dog fighting culture and predominantly by mostly the minorities, the guys that are fighting the dogs. I think the culture has been labeled as, you know, a minority culture.
I don't think who's injected color into this? I never brought up color of any kind. As a matter of fact, I have members of my own family who have a pit bull, and they're white.
Well, I think the breed predominantly is, most people view pit bulls as owned by minorities, and they're part of that dog fighting culture, the violence. associate with the dog fighting culture. I'm not saying that, you know, that it's it's a race issue, but I think, you know, it's been labeled some kind of, and the way we talk about it, it's almost like we're talking about a group, a particular race of people. It's almost like racism. I mean, it's like the hatred for the dog. It is not the dog. It's the idiots who are out there fighting the dogs and that are out there in the media putting a spin on it, saying that the dogs are violent and they're bitches and they're genetically predisposed. I mean, if you think about
it. Yeah, but, you know, I've lived in too many towns, and I'm willing to wager that I've lived in more towns than you have. I've lived in too many communities in which the pit bull attacks have happened not in minority communities, but they've happened in white communities.
Right.
Including my own daughter.
But the dogs are, I mean, I think the dogs are bred to be dangerous. They're not dangerous dogs. They're not
all right,
even
so then the owners teach them to be dangerous, is what you're saying.
I believe so. A lot of them teach the dogs to be very violent. And the dogs are, I think any dog can be trained to be violent and vicious. I believe the German Shepherd is the most bitingest breed. I'm not sure on that, but I think they bite more people than pit bulls. But, I mean, any dog can be violent and dangerous. You just have to find that dog that's more compatible with your family. And, you know, you can't listen to what other people say about what you should have and what you should do. I mean, because, I mean, you know, you just have to find what works for you.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I think dogs can be taught to be dangerous. But then again, you know what? There's a difference between meet Hank, my killer dachshund, and meet Waldo, my killer pit bull.
Right. And it doesn't help to, you know, when you see a person walking a pit bull, I mean, he's got a chain around his neck big enough to pull a Humvee. I mean, that doesn't help, you know, help the image.
No, you're right about that, too. That's right. That's true.
But I think the image is under attack. The image has been, I mean, you think of a pit bull, and you see all these things on the news, but I'm willing to bet that there are more dog bites by other breeds than there are by pit bulls, but the pit bull is always in the media. I mean, you see where I'm going?
Well, all right. Well, we'll check that out. We'll see what the dog biting situation is. Sam, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Hope you call again.
All right, Jay. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Gina, you like pit bulls?
You know, I've never owned one. My folks had one. She passed a couple of years ago, but she was a lovely dog. They never had any problems with
her. So she
wasn't
violent?
Oh, no. I mean, they're senior citizens, okay? And they had her for 10 years, and she was wonderful. So I definitely am of the camp that believe that these are irresponsible owners that that own these dogs. You know, it's a sign of machismo in a lot of communities, and I think that's where a lot of the problems come from.
A lot of people I know who have owned pit bulls over the years have been white. Not that whites don't have machismo, because they do, but a lot of them have been white. I just don't know how you go about, like if you were Denver or any other community, how you go about saying, okay, I mean, do you view all pit bulls as being the same, or do you view them individually? If you view them individually, then you have to hang it on the owner, I guess, right? If you view them as a group, then you turn around and outlaw them, period.
Yeah, I think that breed-specific legislation is wrong. Plus, they lump a lot of other dogs into that category along with pit bulls, and I don't think that's fair. You know, I had a boxer for 11 years that was
boxers are not dogs.
In a lot of legislation, though, they'll lump boxers in with this pit bull legislation.
Yeah, I don't see that at all. I don't see that at all. That's why you're best to have a Welsh Corgi.
Or a Min Pin. We both have Min Pins, but they're pretty aggressive.
I don't know. Listen, Jackson has bitten me.
Yeah, our Min Pin has bitten us, too.
You know, it doesn't hurt, but he's bitten me.
They're small dogs that think they're a big dog.
Yeah, but my response was, when he bit me, my response was to give him a hug and a kiss and go, oh, come on. You can do better than that. Break the skin, for God's sakes. And he just looked at me like, put me down. You know, put me down, you jerk. Oh, Lord. All right, what's going on with the traffic?
Well, we got actually quite a few issues. We've got new wrecks northbound 225 south of Yosemite. We've got one on westbound I-76 west of 88, dealing with a crash westbound I-70 west of Peoria. That was involving a cement mixer. And then we have this problem outside the city. U.S. 6 is closed both directions at Colorado 119. That was due to a semi-crash. So definitely be prepared. If you were planning to head that way, you're not going to be able to get out there to the casinos. Weather outlook today, partly sunny with more isolated storms into the afternoon, high of 97, currently partly cloudy and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Learn how you can further your career with a degree from Westwood College. Attend one of their free open houses at their Denver...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hey, how you doing?
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Hey, Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like my Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet too. Whoa.
Hey, let me ask you something. How come your name is Fluffy?
Whoa, don't get me started on that.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th in Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com.
If you're in the market to buy a home, let me give you a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Hi, this is Ty Pennington. Searching for a home just got easier. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the number one real estate site, Realtor.com. It's easy. Log on to the site with more properties, photos, and home tours than anywhere else, and find your ideal home. Start your search today. Visit Realtor.com.
And they can close your loan in as little as a week to avoid these big payment hikes and consolidate all your other debt into a one new low monthly payment. You'll save hundreds of dollars every single month, and all you got to do is call 303-423-7171 to avoid those big payments and consolidate your debts into one new low monthly payment. There's no out-of-pocket closing costs and up to 90 days with no payment. So call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store because they are the guaranteed pros.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix! Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix! It's that easy! 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
Honey, remember how I felt after swing dancing?
Oh, you got a pain reliever for your arthritis pain.
That wasn't as bad as trying tennis.
When you got something just for a sore shoulder.
But I'm done taking different pain relievers. Now I'm all Advil.
Mm-hmm.
It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, and nothing's proven stronger on tough pain.
So what are we waiting for? Let's dance.
I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers for minor arthritis pain, use as directed.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
After the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, gonna be hot, 99 degrees. We're talking about pit bulls. John said to me, well, Jay, you haven't said anything about your opinion about pit bulls. I don't know what to think about it. See, I always suspect that it's the owner. That's what I always suspect. I suspect always that it's the owner. I'm skeptical of taking large groups of anything, and because... Well, I don't know, though. Because would you make the same argument about a tiger? Or a lion? Virginia in Lakewood, Virginia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
I'm waiting for a new picture of you on the website.
I know. They got to get around to doing that.
Okay. I want to tell you a couple of things. One is I want to recommend a book called How to Pick the Perfect Puppy. And the people who wrote this book, these two guys, did a great deal of research on different breeds, and they rate the dogs on excitability, general activity, snapping at children, excessive barking, demand for affection, etc. And it's amazing where some of these breeds come down in these categories. Like they rate how well they'll do in obedience training and how easy they are to housebreak and so forth. Now, unfortunately, pit bulls aren't in this book because I don't know that they were a recognized breed when this came out. But the German Shepherd, who has a bad reputation, is only partway down the list on snapping at children.
Now, I've never heard of German Shepherds having a bad reputation.
Well, that man who called you right before said that. But the ones that are the worst biters are the Scotch Terriers, the miniature Schnauzers, the West Highland White Terriers.
Oh, but who could get injured by a miniature Schnauzer?
Well, that's just it. We're talking about degrees here. But when I grew up with a Doberman, great dog. So my husband and I bought a Doberman. We just went out and bought this dog. Well, she was so possessive and protective. We lived in a neighborhood with a lot of kids, and after we'd had her a while, we realized this just wasn't going to work. And so we gave her away to a man who had a ranch, wanted a watchdog. And then we shopped, Jay, and we visited the dog parents. And the dog parents turned out that was the key. When we went to see the one we eventually bought, the mother dog chased the puppies behind the couch so we'd pet her. And she was the sweetest dog we ever had. I think you could have beaten her to death. She never would have bitten you.
All right, what kind of dog was she?
She was a Doberman. But Dobermans, as I say, those two dogs had the exact same home and raising, and the one was so overprotective, and the other one was a sweetheart. It's in their genes, I'm convinced.
All right, so with the pit bull situation, they're genetically predisposed to be...
And the people who buy them are genetically predisposed to want that kind of
dog.
Well,
that's not true. Wait a minute, that's not true, because there are a lot of people who own pit bulls that don't have that genetic predisposition.
Some people buy big, protective dogs for that reason. As I say, I recommend this book, The Perfect Puppy.
Okay. You know? All right, Virginia, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Wonderful book, Jay.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Let's go to John in Longmont. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I walk dogs for the Longmont Humane Society, and I probably walked 150 or 200 pit bulls. They can be the sweetest dogs in the world.
All right, well, what happens to them where they go wrong?
Well, I think, like the lady who was on for me said, they're part of what I would call a category of master dogs. And master dogs are very smart. They're very powerful. I would put Dobermans and Rottweilers and Shepherds, and there's a bunch of other dogs that go into that breed. When you have a dog that is that kind of dog, which is a master dog, it does take special handling in terms of you have to have an owner who knows how to handle dogs, knows how to socialize them, and those types of things. If you put the dog out in the backyard and just let them to their own devices where they're bored and things like that, then you're asking for trouble.
All right, should pit bulls be banned?
Absolutely not. They're great dogs.
That's an overreaction then.
Yes, I have five dogs, and I've been bitten six times, by the way. Rottweiler.
Oh, I was going to ask you, who
once
who
by a German Shepherd, once by a Labrador, once by a Beagle. And,
you got bit by a beagle?
Yeah, I got bit by a beagle in the face, and I was holding her, and she put her head back and snapped at me and got me in the face. I mean, none of them attacked me. Three of the times I got bit, I was actually breaking up a dog fight between that dog and the other dog, and they got me by accident. But, if you're going to, I own five dogs, too. When you're around dogs a lot, if you have dogs a lot, there's going to be an occasion where you're going to get bit. It's just, that's just the way it is. And what you have to do as an owner is learn how to be the pack leader. And I think with that kind of dog, pit bulls, Rottweilers, German Shepherds, Dobermans, and those types of things, it wouldn't be a bad idea for there to be something to say, you know, you have to either prove that you have competence in terms of being able to handle and train a dog like that, or you have to take them to obedience classes or something like that. I wouldn't be against legislation like that.
All right. Then is the problem genetically bred into the dogs, or is it the people who own the dogs?
I think it's the people who own the dogs. And those dogs in those breeds do have the capability. It's like within any breed, like what the woman before was saying with the Doberman. She got one that was very possessive and possibly a problem dog, and they ended up getting rid of that dog, and then they got another one that was just sweet as can be. You got the same thing in pit bulls. I had a pit bull that I would have probably adopted this dog if I didn't have five, but she was a fetcher. Morgan was her name, and somebody else has been able to adopt her, and I am absolutely sure there will never, ever be any problem with that dog. She is just a wonderful dog. And there are others that are kind of on the edge a little bit, and if they got adopted, whoever adopted that dog needs to absolutely know how to handle that dog and how to continue to socialize and everything. So dogs, you can't take a breed and say, this breed is always going to be aggressive. You just can't do that.
So then therefore, the laws banning these dogs make absolutely no sense.
I think they're out of line. They absolutely make no sense.
Thanks, man. Thanks for your expertise.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Okay. Anybody want to call me and tell me they've been bit by a pit bull? Anybody? 303-713-7600. 303-713-JAWS. Anybody been bit by a pit bull? I got bit by a barmin pin. No, John, I did not knock Jackson across the room. Are you scared when you come across pit bulls?
I'm not scared, but I definitely tense up a little bit. Got to be a little more ready. Like, I took my family to stay at my brother-in-law's down in Albuquerque, and there's a pit bull there the whole time for like 3-4 days. And I was on edge the whole time.
All right, interesting. 303-713-7600, 751, 51 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's turned into a pretty messy ride. Along with all the heavy traffic we have for a Monday, we've got a number of wrecks, including this one westbound I-76, left shoulder just west of 88th. Accident involving a cement mixer at the end of the ramp from Peoria to westbound I-70. Of course, we still have US 6 closed at 119 due to a semi-crash out in the Idaho Springs area. And Yale remains off-limits as well between Sheridan and Wadsworth for a police investigation. Weather outlook today looks like it'll be a pretty nice day. It's going to be hot, though, 97. We'll get some more of those thunderstorms in the afternoon, and then tonight it'll clear out, 64. Right now, partly cloudy and 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Pick up peak-of-the-season Driscoll strawberries for just a dollar. Right now at your neighborhood King Soup.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall, For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
When you send your child to college, you don't think your savings will fund the all-pepperoni diet. But however your kid defines brain food, you know those pizzas will pay off in the end. And if you need help with financial aid, turn to CampusDoor.com. We demystify the process and offer loans for what's left. So worry less about tuition and more about the occasional veggie pizza instead. To apply for a loan, visit CampusDoor.com. Campus Door. You have the will. We have the way.
Campus Door is an equal opportunity lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Satisfied with Purina One. First-time callers can get more information and a Purina One challenge kit by calling 1-888-620-PETS. That's 1-888-620-PETS. You've got nothing to lose and so much to gain. So call today, 1-888-620-PETS, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
KD Canopy appreciates parents educating their teens about driving safely. However, we still lose over 5,000 kids per year. Major factors are inexperience, reckless driving, passengers, cell phones, text messaging, and not wearing seat belts. Please caution your kids, because even though we can't always be with them, our words can. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies. Great for shelter from the sun and light showers. Perfect poolside, concession stands at sporting events or fairs. Click KDCanopy.com.
7:55 rather, here on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. And homeowners, here's an important announcement from the mortgage store. You can't afford to miss this. Due to the adjustable rate mortgage crisis, Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation has pledged $20 billion in financing to help families stay in their homes and get a loan that they can afford. The best way for you to access this program is calling the mortgage store. They're dedicating $35 million to a bailout fund to help homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages going out of control. Get rid of that adjustable loan and all your other debt and get the security of one new low fixed payment and no payment for up to 90 days. The mortgage store is an Inc. 500 company, and they are a direct lender and can close your loan fast. Now, they approve their own loans, so they can say yes even if you've been turned down elsewhere. Discover how much money you could be saving every month. Now, there's a limited amount of money available for this. It's not going to last long. So call now. The number is 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:57, 57 minutes past the hour. On AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 99. We're talking about this Rocky Mountain News article, horrible choice to mix pit bulls and babies, and I'm talking about pit bulls. And you ever been bitten by a pit bull? And are they genetically predisposed to be the way they are, or is it the owners that get them that way? Here's John in Lakewood. John, you're on AM 760.
Yes, I'd like to comment. I had a brother who owned three pit bulls, and when they would fight, they would go into an attack mode that was almost impossible to stop them. And I don't would agree that lady that got attacked, that you almost have to kill a dog to stop it. And his method of stopping the fights was, and he was a big guy, he would take his belt off, and he would put the belt.
Well, then what did he put the dogs together for in the first place, and why do you own them? That'd be a little weird, wouldn't it?
But my point was, the way he stopped those two dogs from fighting, he would take his belt off and literally choke the one.
Okay.
That was the most impressive.
All right, John, thanks, man. I appreciate the story. Appreciate the call. Stick around. More coming up.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapana.
Today's a very emotional day for me and for the majority of the survivors.
The day the Los Angeles Archdiocese settles with alleged victims of sexual abuse by priests. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us the payout comes to $660 million.
Lawyers representing both the Los Angeles Archdiocese and the more than 500 victims will be in court today. They will formally tell a judge that they have reached an agreement. Esther Miller is one of the victims. She says the money doesn't mean that much.
There's not any amount of money that's going to fix me. I still have these everyday life occurrences.
Also in court today will be Los Angeles Cardinal Roger Mahoney, who yesterday had this message for the victims.
I apologize to anyone who has been abused in the Catholic Church.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
In northern Iraq, a pair of suicide car bombs blew up in the city of Kirkuk, killing upwards of 85 people, wounding scores more. One bomb targeted an open-air market. The other blew up outside a Kurdish political office. The strike deadline has come and gone, but clerical workers at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, California, are still on the job. KNX Radio's Ron Kilgore says a shutdown could affect Christmas shoppers from coast to coast.
Right now is an especially crucial time, because right now is when all the Christmas goods are coming in. So negotiators for both sides are acknowledging the fact that if there's any type of strike here, that could really affect the retail sales come Christmas time, because it would slow down the goods getting off the container ships through the ports and out to the various parts of the country where they need to go.
A government report out this morning says one worker in every 12 admits to using illegal drugs in the past year. CBS's Barry Bagnato tells us abusers tend to cause problems for their employers.
They're nearly twice as likely as non-abusers to skip work, more than twice as likely to have had three or more employers in the past year. Current drug users work at companies that don't have drug or alcohol testing programs.
Still at large, David Muniz, the National Guard sniper wanted for allegedly shooting his estranged wife to death while she was singing with a band in a Cheyenne, Wyoming restaurant. Robin Muniz worked for Dr. Brent Sherrard.
There's been a lot of tears shed, and everybody is just completely devastated over this.
The latest reports show Democratic presidential hopefuls Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are swimming in cash. Each has raised more than $30 million. Politico.com's Mike Allen says the Republican candidates are well behind.
No one thinks that Republicans are suddenly poor, so it's clear that these donors and activists are dissatisfied with the current field. They're either going to stay out for the whole election, or they're waiting for someone new, probably Fred Thompson.
A Japanese earthquake has taken at least 7 lives and damaged a nuclear power plant. Some radioactive water leaked, but officials say it poses no danger to people or to the environment. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up about a dozen points. The NASDAQ Composite is down 6. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Do you have a big presentation coming up? Need great-looking documents done right and on time? The Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot will take care of it. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox-certified print specialists to make sure your job is done right, guaranteed. Stop by an Office Depot store or visit us online 24/7 to request professionally prepared documents. Xerox-certified print specialists, only at Office Depot, where we guarantee your documents are done right.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Conservative Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo raised nearly $1.5 million for his presidential campaign during the second quarter of the year. According to documents just filed with the Federal Election Commission, he had $600,000 in cash on hand, only $19,000 in debt. Sure, a lot better than John McCain's doing. Searchers looking for a missing Grand Junction mother of three have found some of her personal belongings along a two-mile stretch of U.S. 50. 34-year-old Paige Bergfeld was last seen June 28. The personal items were found 10 miles from where her burned-out car was discovered, a few miles from her home. Bergfeld ran an escort service. Cops are refusing to speculate if one of her clients may have been involved in her disappearance. And at least 10 undocumented students from Colorado will be attending the University of New Mexico this fall, with many not having to pay for any tuition or books thanks to a loophole in state law. Now, Colorado prohibits state colleges from providing in-state tuition for illegal immigrants, but the University of New Mexico admissions director says state law there bars the denial of education benefits based on immigration status. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still a pretty tough ride. We've got a lot of heavy traffic across the metro area, then a number of wrecks we're dealing with, including a brand new one on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to southbound I-25. Still have problems. Stop-and-go traffic along westbound I-76 between 96th and I-25. That's due to a two-car crash on the left shoulder just west of 88th. We still have Yale off-limits for a police investigation between Sheridan and Wadsworth. Weather outlook today, looks like we'll have a sunny day this morning, then those storms move in this afternoon. High of 97, right now partly cloudy and 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a loaded 05 Escape for just $12,900. Great SUV with super gas mileage at an unbelievable price. Get your 05 Escape today for just $12,900 only at Freeway Ford at I-25 at Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:07, 7 minutes after 8. Going to be warm today. High today, 99. Chance of thunderstorms. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you this morning. Coming up at 8:30, we're going to talk to John Stoltz, chair of Vote Vets, an activist group for Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans. He is really, really upset with Ken Salazar about this whole thing of this whole bipartisan effort that Ken Salazar is a part of to put the whole Iraqi to try to get the White House to pay attention to the Iraq Study Group report, which I maintain, a lot of other people do maintain now, that that report's no good because things have changed in Iraq and that they would need to get that group back together again to take a fresh look at things. And, of course, the White House wants nothing to do with that idea, so we might as well forget it. But we'll see what Stoltz has to say. And I don't want to be insulting towards Senator Ken Salazar, but I got to say, I question his judgment on things at times. And we asked him to be on the show about this, and, of course, we never even got a call back. So here we are again, I guess, back to square one with his office. I don't know what to make of that. I don't know what to make of politics in general, because is there anybody out there, and I don't want to get into a Monday morning wine session here, but is there anybody out there that's happy with what's going on? I mean, with who's running in the status quo? Because I'm not particularly thrilled at this time with anybody, even though I'm kind of infatuated with John Edwards, and I like him, and I kind of like Barack Obama, but I really don't want another Clinton in the White House. I've had enough. I've had enough of the Bush family. I've had enough of the Clinton family. I've had enough of both of them. You know, that's enough is enough already. And can Michael Reagan run? He can barely run a talk show. I don't think he can run for the White House. And there's this story this morning. I figured throw this out for 30 minutes and see if anybody bites on this at 303-713-7600, because this astounds me too. Representative Tom Tancredo, old Tommy, has raised nearly $1.47 million for his presidential campaign in the second quarter of the year, according to campaign finance reports. The total leaves the Colorado Republican well behind fundraising totals of leading candidates in the race, though Tancredo's campaign also reported little debt. According to documents filed yesterday with the Federal Elections Commission, he had $598,451 in cash on hand, and his campaign committee had $15,000 in debts and obligations. I just want to know, who would give Tom Tancredo, where does he get $1.47 million? Who would give this guy any money? Really? Why would you give him money? Now, I ask this for a couple of reasons. But the big reason is, here's the big reason. He has no chance to win. So why would you give somebody money when he has no chance? Well, you're making a statement, right? Is that the reason that you would give him money? Well, I wanted to make a statement. So I gave Tom Tancredo money. Am I the only one who's astounded at the fact that this guy can raise nearly $1.47 million? Am I the only one who is blown away by this, that there are that many people, I guess, out there who would give him this kind of money, thinking that he has a chance to win? And that he's basically a one-note candidate, and you know what that note is. It's the same note he always plays. Oh, my God. Illegal immigration, the sky is falling.
Jay, I live in, he's my representative, unfortunately. And
well, so I feel sorry for you.
I live in Douglas County, and it's one of the richest counties in the United States. So I imagine it's a lot of these rich white folk sending him money that are somewhat afraid of our brown-skinned neighbor. I don't know what it is. And if you look at most of these homes that are being built in Douglas County and have been worked on in Douglas County, I bet you a lot of it has been done by illegal immigrants.
Well, that goes back to that same old thing about we don't want them here, but, gee, you couldn't put a roof on my house. You couldn't do my lawn, could you? Because really, I'd like to pay nothing to have all that stuff done rather than having to pay a substantial amount to have it done by having a white American citizen do the work, right?
You would be amazed at how many Viva Tancredo signs or bumper stickers I see on cars in my neighborhood.
Yeah, that does amaze me. It really does amaze me. You know, I can easily see why people who listen to the radio, particularly talk radio, I can easily see why they end up going somewhere like the Fan or something. Okay? Because there are times when you just do not want to hear music. So, you go to the talk stations, and what are they talking about? They're talking about politics. What is it? Do you think most people are interested in politics? Do you think most people care about it? Do your neighbors care about it? The people, your friends? Do you have political discussions? I have political discussions with my friends, but not all the time, not 24/7. And I don't know, all that rolled up with this whole thing, the Tancredo, raises $1.47 million. Is just, do people have that kind of money to give where you're just blowing it? You're just blowing the money? Because that's basically what you're doing. You're throwing it out the window. The guy's run is not legitimate. I mean, it's not legitimate in the sense that he just has no chance to win. He's not even a third-tier candidate. And he just beats the hell out of this. You know what? Stop jaw flapping and gum beating about this illegal immigration situation and just fix it. Just fix it. Stop griping and fix it. What, we can't come to some kind of agreement? We can't get it fixed? We can't figure this out? I don't know how many people out there do you really think hate Mexicans? Because then you get into this whole thing about, well, they're breaking the law. Well, yeah, but there are worse lawbreakers out there. Really? Like who? Huh? Try some in the administration, for instance. How about the administration? You can make a concrete case that the Attorney General of the United States, Alberto Gonzalez, simply perjured himself in front of Congress, told two different stories at two different times. Isn't that against the law, especially if you're under oath? I thought it was against the law. Well, that's law breaking. How come you're not outraged about that? But I bet those people who go nuts about that stuff, they're not outraged about that at all. They don't have any outrage at all for that. And kind of in a way, I can kind of understand that. Because even if you had outrage, what difference would it make? All right, here's J.J. in Golden, who says he likes Tom Tancredo's policies. Okay, J.J., what is it about illegal immigration? What is it that you like that he has to say?
Well, nothing. And I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't give him a penny, Jay. But my thing is this, okay, and it happens with Tancredo. Now, granted, he's the extreme of the whole situation. The problem is, this isn't an issue of immigration. This is an issue of illegal immigration. I'm so sick and tired of people saying, oh, you're a racist, and you hate Mexicans, and you're xenophobe, and all that. No, that's not what it's about, Jay.
Well,
it's about illegal immigration.
But you have to admit, that there is a nice chunk of people out there who really, if it were illegal immigrants from Eastern Europe, if it was illegal immigrants from Canada, they're upset because they're Mexicans.
See, but I just don't buy that.
What do you mean you don't buy it? All you got to do is look. It's okay, out there.
All I can say, Jay, I'm going to speak for myself. I don't care if you're European, Chinese, Vietnamese, Mexican, El Salvador, wherever you came from. If you're here illegally, I want you to leave. I want you to be deported. I want our laws enforced. That doesn't
Wait a minute. You want? Okay. So let me get your. And that doesn't make you racist. Okay, that's what you're going to say. But let me get this straight. Because I've had this discussion with people before.
Probably with me before.
Okay, well, might be. You want folks deported.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, how do you propose to get that done?
Well, Jay, I'll tell you right now, we just dumped $500 billion in Iraq, so we could have used some of that funds.
Wait a minute. First of all, what mechanism are you going to use? How are you going to get it done? In other words, who's going to do the detaining and the deporting?
Well, I would say that the very first move to be made is to impose the employer sanctions and to follow through with the laws that are on the books. If you take the jobs away and you take away the ability for an illegal alien to come to this country, regardless of race, if you take away the jobs, it's just like going to Elitch's. You go to Elitch's, you ain't got a ticket, you're going to go home. They come here, they don't got jobs to go home.
Yeah, and I've heard that argument before, and then I always parry back with the same thing and always get like some kind of nebulous answer, which is, I have no problem with employer sanctions. I have no problem with that at all. I think it's an excellent idea. But this idea that everybody's going to go home, well, first of all, you've got 12 to 13 million who are here, and this is home for them now. They've put down roots. And then, number two, you know that there's going to be...
Man, that's so unfair for you to say, because somebody came here and did something illegal, that they're entitled to anything. They're not. They're illegal immigrants, Jay, period. I don't care how long you've been here. I don't care if you came here and you followed the laws and you paid your tax and you did. I don't care. You're illegal. Get. That's our problem here.
Okay, what happens if you have kids that were born here?
You're not. You know what? If you interpret the 14th Amendment the way it was crafted, it wasn't for illegal immigrants to have anchor
babies. It doesn't make any difference. Fact is it reads the way it does, and you have to enforce the law, which you're now trying to tell me that you want to enforce.
JJ, you know what?
If what you're saying is absolutely correct, then there would be court cases that would support your argument. You are not a constitutional scholar. Give me a court case that supports what you're saying.
There isn't one because nobody sees it, Jay. Nobody sees it. You read the 14th Amendment.
You mean you're trying to tell me that out of everybody in the United States of America, that out of all of the judges and that all of the lawyers and that all of the people that are involved in the legal system, nobody has ever at any time, way, shape, or form ever tried to, has never paid attention that you had the original interpretation of the 14th Amendment and that's your idea alone? All right, what does the 14th Amendment say?
When was the 14th Amendment instituted, Jay?
What does the 14th Amendment say, JJ?
The 14th Amendment, I don't know verbatim because I don't have recall like you do, but I'll tell you this. I know that it doesn't say anything about illegal immigrants. When the 14th Amendment was instituted, it was for black slaves in this country. What do you mean, Jay? When was it instituted and what was it for? It wasn't for illegal immigrants.
You know, you can scream and yell and you can rant all you want, but the fact is that there are no significant court cases to, number one, support what you're saying, and number two, you, like a lot of people, when it comes to a lot of issues, not only this one, but so many other ones, you refuse to calculate economic impact. You refuse to give me any kind of a structure to carry out.
I'm not refusing to do anything. I'm having a discussion with you.
It's a typical. I mean, you won't. When I ask you what the mechanism is, okay, who's going to do the deporting? Who's going to do the going and getting of these so-called illegal immigrants and rounding them up? Who's going to do that?
It's such a farce, James.
Who's going to do it? Answer the question about who's going to do it.
Well,
answer it.
ICE is supposed to do it, Jay.
Does ICE have enough people to pull that off?
How can they? They don't even get funded for what they're doing.
So
they're putting border guards in prison.
You know what? I'm not going down the road with the Lou Dobbs border guard argument.
The point is,
it's not unfair. You know what? Let me tell you something. It's not unfair, and the point is that when you're prepared to come to the table and lay out some kind of workable initiative in order to go around and round up, okay, 12 million people and deport them, let me ask you something. Would you just want a blanket deport them, or would you want to give them their day in court?
If they are in this country illegally, they don't deserve it.
Well, who makes the judgment?
What do you mean who makes the judgment? If you broke the law,
No, because everybody deserves a day in court, and it doesn't matter what their nationality is. You sound like George W. Bush with the Guantanamo detainees.
Man, that's so unfair.
But that's the way it goes. Because we don't arbitrarily do things here. We have redress of grievance. But you guys are never prepared to get into any of this. Tancredo, you or anybody else. Hey, 24 after 8. Oh, my God, the radio station is...
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
509.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix. It's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
26 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important announcement from the mortgage store. You can't afford to miss this. Due to the adjustable rate mortgage crisis, Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation has pledged $20 billion in financing to help families stay in their homes and get a loan they can afford. And the best way to access this program is calling the mortgage store. They're dedicating $35 million to the bailout to fund to help homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages going out of control. Get rid of that adjustable loan and all your other debt and get the security of one new low fixed payment and no payment for up to 90 days. The mortgage store is an Inc. 500 company, and they're a direct lender and can close your loan fast. They approve their own loans, so they can say yes even when you've been turned down elsewhere. Discover how much money you could be saving every month. There's a limited amount of money available, and it won't last long. Call now, 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Honey, remember how I felt after swing dancing?
Oh, you got a pain reliever for your arthritis pain.
That wasn't as bad as trying Dennis.
When you got something just for a sore shoulder.
But I'm done taking different pain relievers. Now I'm all Advil.
Mm-hmm.
It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, and nothing's proven stronger on tough pain.
So what are we waiting for? Let's dance.
I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers for minor arthritis pain, use as directed.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll be challenging conservative Dan Gilbert on his claim that Democratic political agenda is breaking down America's family values. Tara McKelvey is here on Monstering Inside America's Policy of Secret Interrogations and Torture in the Terror War. Terry O'Sullivan on labor issues. Plus, as always, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program. Your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, it's 8:28, 20 minutes after, right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. I was just marveling over how much money Tom Tancredo has raised. Who would give this guy $1.47 million? And now we're stuck in an immigration debate here. This is from Will. As far as Tancredo is concerned, you just have to remember one thing. Republicans, by and large, have far more money than brains. They don't have you don't have to be an idiot to be a Republican, but all Republicans are idiots. See, I don't buy that either. I don't think all Republicans are idiots. Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760.
Hi, James. How you doing?
Okay.
I was listening to the conversation you were having with the last guy. It got pretty heated. And I think the reason that is because people are really starting to feel the impact that illegal immigration is having, not just on landscaping and other jobs, but specifically in the construction industry, which I'm in. And I never really had any feelings about this issue until it started to affect me financially. And, you know, because I have second cousins that are all Mexicans. They all came from Mexico. And, you know, so this isn't about race. It's about I'm making the same amount of money I was making in the 1980s that I'm making now. And over the last 10 years, I've slowly watched my wages decrease. And it's just phenomenal. I have to do things that I normally charge a couple thousand dollars for, you know, $1,200. And I'm having a real hard time. I'm having a hard time feeding my family.
Well, I think a lot of people in this country are stuck in that situation, either because they're in the same situation you're in where you're undercut labor-wise, because of the way jobs are and of corporate consolidation and those things that are going on. But here's the problem I have with all of it. The problem I have with all of it is, how much do you think illegal, and I'm not saying that we should have it, but I'm just saying that we do have it. First of all, how much do you think illegal labor contributes to keeping the cost of a lot of items down? That's number one. Then number two, you're talking about, and Tom Tancredo's talking about, and these folks are all talking about, a long-term problem that has been going on for years and years and years and years and years, and then all of a sudden it's like in the last year or so, it's like now it's a huge crisis and emergency.
No. It's been affecting me a lot longer than that. It's just that I have, you know, it's just gotten in the media recently, but guys have been affected by it for at least 10 years. And, you know, we really, really, really started to feel the impact of it on our wages was about 5 years ago. And, and that's what I find, that people, you know, who are for illegal immigration aren't hurting in their pocketbook.
I don't think anybody's for it. I don't think anybody's for it. I think the thing is that there are people out there, and I include myself in this, and then I got to get some traffic, but I want to make this point to you. We're just tired of the extremes. It's not monetarily, nor is it manageable to be able to do, for instance, what the last caller suggested, which is to go around and deport 12 to 13 million people. If you read the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, it does not talk about what he was trying to say.
It says,
let me quote it, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction therefore of are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Now, maybe the original, the people who framed it in the beginning, it was about the Dred Scott decision. Maybe that's what that was about. But the fact is, it reads the way it does, and there is no supportable court cases to back up what he was saying. And it's like, let's stop with the extremes and deal with practicality.
I absolutely agree. I didn't catch that. I only caught the end of that conversation, but I didn't catch what you were just talking about. But no, that's completely impossible and unfeasible. But we do have to do something about the future immigration in this country.
Yes, I agree.
What's going on now is that people are taking, like you said, they're going to either extreme. Because you can't blame a guy for wanting to come across the border so that he can make a living for his family.
No, you know what? Yeah, you're right. You can't. But on the other hand, you can't allow people to pour in here like sand either.
Right, because then you don't have a country. You just have a waypoint.
You're risking your internal security.
You are, and that's a big scary thing, especially now with them saying Al Qaeda is at, you know, top.
That's right. So we got to get a practical answer to it. Dan, I love
absolutely,
you. I let's keep going, but I gotta get to traffic and stuff. Thanks, man.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Appreciate it. 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still seeing quite a heavy load across the metro area, including southbound I-25 out of Thornton and North Glen. Definitely have traffic stacked up both directions along 225 and westbound I-76 around 88 from an earlier wreck. Yale still off limits between Sheridan and Wadsworth. And out of the city, looks like they did finally reopen US 6 at 119, but traffic is going to be fairly jammed up there until it shakes loose. Weather outlook today, partly sunny, more isolated storms into the afternoon. High of 97 today. Right now, partly cloudy, 74. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Escape the heat of the Winter Park Jazz Festival, July 21st and 22nd. Dave Koz headlines Saturday and Jazz Attack is Sunday. Check.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit GetMyShellCard.com or call 877-GO, the number 2, Shell for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
This hour of music is brought to you by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google Home Auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
Have you been financially unlucky, accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations. Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
Computer problems? PC Answers. Video security systems for your home or business? PC Answers. The answers to all your technology needs.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com.
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I College Football as your team, the CU Buffs, battle past national champions Florida State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska in Buffalo Territory at Folsom Field. Purchase your tickets today by calling 303-49-BUFFS or online at cubuffs.com.
After high school, I wasn't really sure what to do.
I needed guidance.
I know
I need a discipline.
The guard helped me get squared away.
Squared away? That means you've got everything together, everything in its place.
The National Guard really helped turn my life around.
In the National Guard, I've gotten paid job training, money for college.
I get a steady paycheck.
I'm squared away.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the discipline, education, and job skills you need to succeed in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard and by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Senator John Edwards and Senator Hillary Clinton had quite a conversation. What were they saying to one another about the smaller, more serious crowds? We'll ask Senator Edwards as he joins the program. He'll also be discussing his Campaign to End Poverty in America tour. CNN White House correspondent Ed Henry joins the program for the latest from the White House. We'll take your calls and have the latest news Monday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Just remember, at 8:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, it's 130 degrees in Baghdad, so the Iraqi parliament will take the month of August off. Our men and women in uniform, they will get no time off. Let's talk to John Stoltz. He is co-founder and chairman of Vote Vets. That's www.votevets.org. And he's pretty upset at Senator Ken Salazar. John, good morning, and welcome to the program. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. by the way, I should throw in that you were a captain during Operation Iraqi Freedom, that you have seen action in Kosovo, and also you also have seen action in Iraq, correct?
That's true.
Okay. Now, you're angry at Senator Ken Salazar. Explain why that is that you're upset with him.
Well, you know, upset, it's kind of a difficult word, but the issue is that the Democrats in the Senate are working very hard. Every vote counts. It is extremely important with this Reed Levin Amendment, which is basically an amendment that says we start withdrawing our troops within 120 days, but we still leave enough troops in the country, the region, to deal with terrorist threats and regional stability. And Harry Reid, the leader, he knows that he needs every single vote. Basically, you know, there's an even trade. Well, actually, we win on this, but we lose Lieberman and we gain Hagel. But every vote matters. And when we lobby Congress, what a lot of Republicans like to say is that they support VoteVets.org. They support us trying to refocus the war on terror to actually destroy the people who attack this country. But when it comes down to it, they vote with the president. So they like to say they're against the president on the surge policy, but they like to vote with him. And what Ken Salazar has is this bill that doesn't do anything. And what it is it's political cover for Republicans. And, you know, it's one thing to be a moderate, but it's another thing to always be in the middle. I mean, you can be conservative on one issue, liberal on the other, but when you're a politician that's always looking to be in the middle, it makes me think you don't have any core conviction. And what Ken Salazar is doing is providing political cover for Republicans, and he's dividing the Democrats who absolutely need every vote in the Senate to pass anything that means anything to help the troops.
Well, we invited him. We invited him to come on. We never heard back from him. You're laughing. Why are you laughing?
You know, because the quote in the AP was really tough. I was just wondering if you invited him on to come on this second. Or did you invite him on completely?
Yeah, any second. I mean,
to talk about his bill.
Yeah, to talk about his bill and to give his side of the story. Now, as I understand his bill, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and I could be, that what he basically wants to do, that he and the Republicans that have joined in with him, what they basically want to do is they basically want to use the Iraq study group, correct?
Well, see, that's sort of the fraud of the whole thing, is that the Iraq study group is a report of 79 recommendations that came out about 8 months ago, 9 months ago now. So it was
outdated.
Relevant at that time.
Yeah, it's not
relevant,
relevant
at that
now.
Time. And what they've done is they've done the al-Qaeda in Iraq thing. They've stolen a brand name. And so basically this is not nothing will be exactly what the ISU report said. The other issue is that the Reed-Levin bill is actually almost identical to the Salazar Amendment. for the Iraq Study Group report. The only difference is their name. They maybe have taken a better name, and I give them credit for that. But the difference is that the Reid-Levin bill is a binding resolution that actually matters. So what Salazar's doing is he's providing everybody, you know, oh, you're off the hook. And when you go into the offices, they like to say, well, hey, you know, we have to have something to show. But you don't have anything to show anyway. We've already passed a non-binding resolution against this president in opposition to the escalation, and that doesn't do anything. So it's time to force the Republicans who are out there, like Norm Coleman and Susan Collins and Voinovich and Lugar and Warner and these people who are challenging the president every day, it's time to see them vote for it or they're with the president. And to move their votes, we have to hold them accountable in that fashion. And Salazar is frankly letting them all off the hook.
But he's done this before. You know, he's done this before, and he did it with he did it with Alberto Gonzalez in the beginning. You know, I like him as a person. I just don't agree with him. But then I have to tell you, John, I'm fed up with all of them.
Well, I have to be honest. I'm not really fed up with the senators and the congressmen. I think obviously I'm a little upset with Salazar today. I'm more fed up with the American public. The Democrats have a majority in the House. They're passing legislation through the House. They don't really have a majority in the Senate. We have no power over the judicial, no power over the executive. So you really have one of four branches that you control. And the problem really isn't the Democrat leadership. Where's the American public on this? I was just watching on Friday that, you know, for instance, in the Pat Tillman case with the president.
Oh, yeah, he's going to invoke
executive privilege. I mean, where's the NFL? Where's the NFL Players Union? Where is the American public that a president can lie about the death of an American soldier in combat to promote his political career? Where is the uproar from our society? It's not really there. So society can point the finger at Congress, but most people went to the beach this weekend and had a good time. So, you know, it's up to our people to hold our politicians more accountable. And it'll be doomsday for the Republicans again in 08, it looks like. But I'm concerned more with the public and why there isn't more of an uproar from them on a regular basis, why they're not the senators and the congressmen.
I don't know unless they feel like it won't do any good. I mean, this morning in the first hour here, and I don't know if you've heard it or not, but we played that ridiculous. Well, let me play this for you. It's 8:44, 44 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Captain John Soltz is with us. He is the co-founder and chairman of Vote Vets, and that's votevets.org. Listen to this. This is Tony Snow about the Iraqi parliament. Listen to this.
Is the Iraqi parliament taking the month of August off?
Probably, yeah. Just like
taking an entire month of August off before the September deadline.
It looks like they may, yeah. Just like the U.S. Congress is.
Have you tried to talk them out of that?
You know, it's 130 degrees in Baghdad in August. I'll pass on your recommendation.
Well, Tony, I'm sorry. That's, you know, I mean, there are a lot of things that happen by September, and it's 130 degrees for the U.S. military also on the ground.
You know, that's a good point. And it's 130 degrees for the Iraqi military. And the Iraqis, you know, I'll let them. My understanding is at this juncture they're going to take August off, but, you know, they may change their minds.
But have you tried to convince them not to? Has the U.S. government I'm not getting into the
Iraqis understand the importance. It's not a September deadline. It's a September report. I think it's very important in an age where everybody wants to create a sense of sort of finishing up on a deadline. It's a report. It is not a deadline. It is a report that will, in fact, measure progress. It's a very important.
Exactly. I mean, a month they're not working.
You want to comment on that? I mean, is that like the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard?
I mean, there's only one politician I think should take an August recess, and they're not in Baghdad, not on Capitol Hill, they're on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I think our country would be much better off maybe if they just all took a vacation right now, because that is just absolutely clueless. I happened to be in Baghdad in August of 2003, and it is absolutely miserable, but if our American soldiers are going to die, and our Marines are going to die, and this is a decisive point in the battle for political compromise in Baghdad, and our administration wants to let their politicians off the hook, I think it proves that they have no control over the situation. And basically by, you know, moving Iraq quickly into a into a democracy, during the transition of power in early 2004, having elections, that basically we've lost our ability to leverage the Iraqi government. And that was the decision the Bush administration made, and now they have to deal with it. But our troops, I think this is the big point, shouldn't continue to die for people that aren't committed to working out their political problems.
But here's what I said. Here's what I said this morning, and I agree exactly with what you just said. But how much more? What do we need here for the American people, and even those who sit on the right? Many of them who object to what's going on. What more do you need to do now? I mean, doesn't that kind of say it all? That in other words, they don't want it bad enough that they're willing to stay in session until they can work out their problems. Instead, they're going to take 30 days off. And Tony Snow's reasoning is, well, it's 130 degrees in Baghdad. I mean, that just says it all to me.
The President Clinton told me something one time. He said, John, it has to be a voting issue. If you can turn these issues into voting issues, then you have leverage to work on what needs to happen and what's progress and what's not progress. And I know this might sound interesting because the Iraq War is the number one issue in this country, but it's not enough of a voting issue.
Why is it not enough of a voting issue?
Because these congressmen and senators aren't listening to their constituents. You have 70% of the country. You have rural America turning against Republicans. You have the military at the same representation of being against this president on his policy in Iraq as we do the American public. Yet they're still not changing their policy. Where is the Republican in Indiana who's telling Senator Lugar right now, hey, I'm a true Republican, I'm a conservative, I don't think our troops should be dying. When the Iraqis aren't committed to their own politics, where are they running against him from the right? And so there's not enough political pressure on these politicians. You know, we run ads on them all the time, but if you're a senator and you have 4 or 5 more years before you have to go up for re-election, you don't feel that heat. When you have a president who's a lame duck president, you don't feel that heat.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's an issue of where is the American public? Where's the 30,000 people in Washington, D.C. every day? Where are, you know, the veterans of the war more? I mean, and so we work hard every day, but this war has not affected enough people personally. That's the core issue that we face. There's not enough people that are willing to stop their lives every day and deal with the Iraq War. I mean, they like to read about it in the newspaper, like to watch about it on the news. And when they voted last election, they voted for it. But America's still not mobilized to challenge the president's policies like they were years ago.
Yeah, I agree. And even when I try to raise it, because it troubles me every single day, I'll try to raise it here sometimes. People really don't want to talk about it. They really don't want to talk about it. They don't want to get focused in on it. You're
about Lindsay Lohan. She got out of rehab
today.
Yeah,
that's right. That's exactly. Yeah, you're right. That's a large part of it. John, thank you, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. I hope to have you on again. And we urge everybody to go to votevets.org and support you. John, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
All right. There's John Soltz, co-founder and chairman of VoteVets. And I don't know, maybe you want to answer the question if we have any time left here at 303-713-7600. Maybe you want to answer it for yourself. Maybe you want to answer it for your neighbors. Maybe you want to answer it. But you know what? I drop any kind of a hint about illegal immigration and everybody goes nuts. But sometimes getting you to talk about the Iraq War and about what's going on over there, It's like I'm going to tie you down and browbeat you. And when I heard this thing this morning from Tony Snow, I got to be honest with you. I really wanted to do 4 hours on this. How does anybody accept that as an answer for anything? Okay, am I whining? Am I screeching? Yes, because I'm getting upset. I got to calm down. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 99. Gina with traffic.
It looks like we still have a crash on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to southbound I-25, although it is off on the left-hand shoulder. Traffic still heavy as well, eastbound I-70 through that corridor between Washington and Colorado. Eastbound C-470 getting an increase across Highlands Ranch. And no change really on southbound I-25. It's still stacked up from 120th to 84th. Weather outlook today, you can expect a mostly sunny day, but we'll get some more thunderstorms this afternoon. It'll be a hot day, high of 97. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64, and currently, fair and 74. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Nobody makes a better breakfast than Sonic. They have toaster sandwiches, the supersonic breakfast burrito, CheaperUsedAutos.com,
where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
In an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Maybe we should all stay home from work one day. Maybe that would send a message about the Iraq War. Lack of productivity. Because as I predicted, we have very few calls here about this. 8:54, 54 minutes after 8, and if you feel helpless about it, I don't blame you, because I do too. Let me tell you about some things I like and some things I don't like. I don't like to go to a car dealership and walk onto the lot, and no one comes up and says a word one to me, either because they don't think I can buy the vehicle, or they don't care that I'm there, they don't care enough. Let me tell you something I do like. I do like to be asked if I'd like to be helped. And I do like to have a salesperson close in case I have any questions. In short, what I like is I like customer service. And you'll get that at Rockies because they'll take care of you. They are there to make sure that your buying experience is as smooth as silk. And they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, pre-owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 650 on the lot. They'll help stretch your wallet or your purse or whatever it is you carry your money in with their matching down incentive. And they've got good people there to guide you along the way, like Tom and Marv Alshear, Kobe Harris, Spanky Herrera, Ziggy, all of the folks, Adolph Juan, everybody working at Rockies will go the extra mile for you. And that's something I do like. They've got great hours, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you got plenty of time to get out there. And you can check out their inventory online on the internets at RockiesAutos.com, or do what Mary and I have done so many times before, which is get out there and look for yourselves. Rockies Auto's located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Don't miss the sizzling summer savings on Comcast high-speed internet. For 10 days only, call 1-800-COMCAST and get pure broadband power for only $19.99 a month through the end of the year. That's right, you'll get 6 months of savings. Blast past DSL with download speeds up to 6 megabits per second. And Comcast makes fast even faster with Power Boost. Bursts of extra download speed just when you need it. Use the power of pure broadband and Comcast.net to enhance your summer. Explore travel destinations. Hear the latest music or share your summer fun with video mail. Plus, keep your computer and your family safe with included McAfee security features, including personal firewall and virus protection. Hurry, don't miss this sizzling summer sale. Comcast high-speed internet for just $19.99 a month through the end of the year. Call 1-800-COMCAST by July 20th. Offer available to new customers only, not available in all areas, and restrictions apply. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Call Comcast for details.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:57. 57 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. High today, 99. Let me go quickly to Lisa in Centennial. Lisa, go ahead. I got about 2 minutes, and then if you run out of time, I'll hold you over if you want to stay, but start it off.
Well, I just wanted to respond to the question you were asking as to why people don't seem to be that interested or involved in what's going on in Iraq. And I think there's two sort of main reasons. The first one is, I think unless you actively seek out information, you just hear the sort of glossed overview. But if you listen to shows like yours, you hear the Tony Snow clips, and you do become completely frustrated and upset that that is his response. But you're not going to see that on ABC or NBC's nightly news, where so people really aren't going after that. And then I think the other issue is around with the Vietnam War, there was a draft. And so, like your guest said earlier from the VoteVets.org, I think that it made it more personal. And so there were a lot more people affected directly by what was going on.
Yeah. I you know what, I agree with that. And we need to restart the draft and start with the Bush twins.
I think that would be an excellent idea.
I do, too. I love you, Lisa. Thank you. I appreciate the
call. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. We'll continue with this because I'm not going to give it up. So we're going to continue into the next hour.
While you're at your computer, there's AM760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
Log on and listen live.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A second jolt for northern Japan. Scientists say a magnitude 6.8 earthquake has struck within the hour in the Sea of Japan. CBS News reporter Lucy Kraft felt the trembler in Tokyo.
The signs that we have hanging off the ceiling were swaying. Sitting in your chair, it felt kind of like being in a low-level amusement park ride, I guess would be the best way to describe it.
Now, geologists say it's an aftershock that comes on the heels of a potent quake that killed at least 7 people today and, reports say, caused a leak of low-level radioactive water from a nuclear reactor. The agreement will be formalized soon, a landmark $660 million deal to settle Roman Catholic clergy abuse allegations. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is covering in Los Angeles.
Lawyers representing both the Los Angeles Archdiocese and the more than 500 victims will be in court today. They will formally tell a judge that they have reached an agreement. Esther Miller is one of the victims. She says the money doesn't mean that much.
There's not any amount of money that's going to fix me. I still have these everyday life occurrences.
Also in court today will be Los Angeles Cardinal Roger Mahoney, who yesterday had this message for the victims.
I apologize to anyone who has been abused in the Catholic Church.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The suicide bombings in northern Iraq have launched a bloody week. At least 80 people are dead and more than 150 have been wounded in Kirkuk. Here's CBS News reporter Phil Itner in Baghdad.
According to local police, 3 suicide car bombs exploded in what is being described as a coordinated attack in Kirkuk. It is the worst incident in the city since the war in Iraq began. the biggest explosion leaving a hole 30 feet deep.
And in Baghdad, 9 people were killed. South of the capital, U.S. and Iraqi forces have launched a new offensive against the insurgents. Web surfing at work, it's pretty common, but state auditors in Connecticut say that a 2-year review of computers in one government agency was an eye-opener. The bottom line, nearly half the PCs checked showed that during that period there were visits to unauthorized websites. Anything unusual? Government spokesman Dennis Shane.
The instance that stood out the most, a worker had visited sites related to finding Russian brides. Had been visited a couple of thousand times.
Since the audit, the state of Connecticut's installed newer filtering devices. Where's the best town in America, the very best?
Your best place to live is Middleton, Wisconsin.
A community of about 17,000 near Madison. Money Magazine's Jennifer Merritt says it's a place that stresses the common good.
People gather all the time. There are fishing lessons for kids. There's a huge community water park and pool. It's just one of those places where everybody feels good to live there and feels like they're a part of something bigger than themselves.
And one of the town's largest employers is the American Girl doll maker. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 55, the NASDAQ ahead 3. This is CBS News.
Summertime means sun, fun, and skin irritations. Get Gold Bond Anti-Itch Cream. Bug bite itch? Get the quick fix.
Poison ivy itch?
Get the quick fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Cream. It helps stop summer skin irritations fast with 2 maximum strength medicines. You got a summertime itch? Get the quick fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Cream for heat rash, poison ivy, bug bites. It's the quick fix for almost every itch.
Use as directed.
What's on your summer travel wish list? The beach? Your mom's? Someplace you've never been? Well, Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels are giving you a free $50 gas card this summer to go anywhere your heart desires. With our Easy Choice Rewards program, just redeem 6 stamps for your free $50 gas card. After all, your wish list awaits. Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com today.
You're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Gas card. For details, visit easychoiceonline.com.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. State officials are warning that rafting can be hazardous to your health. 5 rafters have died this summer on the Arkansas River between Leadville and Canyon City. Number of rangers observing traffic on the river has been reduced due to budget cuts. It's round 2 of what could become a marathon battle between the University of Colorado and its fraternities, and the Greeks think they're going to win again. The frats are seeing their numbers rise despite the refusal of school officials to make student mailing lists available until after school has started. The frats are using popular websites like MySpace and Facebook instead. And Elvis has left the mountain. That Estes Park woman who found a rock that she swears has the face of the king of rock and roll on it has taken it home. She's going to sell it on eBay on the 30th anniversary of Elvis's death. And finally, more ammunition for critics who charge that the Bush administration has lost whatever tenuous grip on reality it once had. White House mouthpiece Tony Snow responding to a reporter's question about the Iraqi parliament going on a 1-month vacation in the middle of all the chaos.
It's 130 degrees in Baghdad in August. I'll pass on your recommendation.
As another reporter points out, it's 130 degrees for our troops as well. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're starting to see a lot of recovery around the metro area, so not too bad a ride, although it was a difficult one up to the last half hour or so. Southbound I-25 still sluggish through downtown, as is southbound 225 through the DTC. We had a ramp eastbound I-70 to southbound I-25, and we still have Yale completely shut down between Sheridan and Wadsworth for that police investigation. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect mostly sunny skies, but
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Oh, low and outside. Just out of the strike zone. Thunderstorms high today of 99. Before we get back on this Iraq situation, this Iraq deal, and I'll play that Tony Snow thing again. I don't want to ask you the question about why people don't. They just don't seem to be outraged about this. They don't, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who's nuts about this. Let me introduce you to my friend John Ehrenhardt. John is one of the guys that puts on this thing called Drinking Liberally, in which progressives and liberals get together and they meet. And he's got one of these coming up. I'm going to be there. David Sirota is going to be there, I believe, and there'll also be some other folks there. And here's John to tell us a little bit about this. All right, John.
Morning, Dave. Good morning, Jay.
This is Drinking Liberally. All right, explain what this is.
Okay, so basically, Drinking Liberally is a social group of we have chapters all across the country, somewhere north of 200 chapters, 14 of them, I believe, now in Colorado. And we meet every couple of weeks, get together in a bar, and talk politics. And you can talk about anything you want. Republicans are welcome. Conservatives are welcome, though they typically don't show. It's mainly meant for like-minded individuals to discuss what's on their mind, everywhere from state politics to national politics. And we have a lot of folks who work in politics who come by as well. And so if people are looking at or interested in getting more involved, there's usually somebody that they can talk to either directly maybe volunteer for that candidate or another, or also get involved in other sorts of organizations. And we have chapters in, let's see, Fort Collins, Greeley, Longmont, two in Boulder, four in Denver, Highlands Ranch, Colorado Springs, Callan, Colorado. I'm missing a couple. Pagosa Springs, Durango starting soon, and there's another town outside of Colorado Springs as well, Canyon City. And what we're doing this week in Denver, normally we meet second and fourth Wednesdays, and we're changing this around a little bit this time and meeting this Wednesday at our usual place, which is Double Daughters. We're doing something a little different. Normally one just shows up and gets a beer and talks with whoever else is there. Maybe you bring a friend. But what we're doing this time is we're having a little bit of a fundraiser, mostly to help bring a little bit of extra money to help put on a national political bloggers conference called the Yearly Coast Netroots Convention, which is happening in Chicago for the second time next month.
I wish they'd hold that here in Denver.
That's a good possibility. The first year it was held in Vegas. And the different polling that was happening at the different blogs where we were discussing this, the different cities that were the most favorite were Chicago and Denver, Minneapolis, Baltimore, different cities like that. So there's a very good chance that it could come to Denver
year. Yeah, they need to come here. Okay, so people can join us this Wednesday night. And that's going to be at the Double Daughters, 1632 Market Street. Starts at 7:30 in the evening.
Actually, 7.
Oh, good. I'm glad it starts at 7 because
yes.
It's going to be past my bedtime.
We made it a little early just for you.
Oh, yeah. I love you guys, too. Okay, and I'm going to be there. David Sirota is going to be there. Who else is going to be there?
We've got folks from Progress Now coming, Colorado Confidential. Let's see, Colorado Media Matters, yourself. I've extended invitations to a number of politicians and candidates I hope some of whom can come, but the invites to them went out kind of last minute. But we'll see. Some of them might be able to make it. And then a whole bunch of folks who are going to this political conference, myself included in that, who can talk more about it. So there's two things that we're – the reason we want people to come to this and the reason why we're asking for a donation is we're doing two special things at this thing. One, we're letting people – now anybody can submit this, but one of the things happening at Ehrlichos is we're having this presidential forum. I believe all the Democratic candidates except for two are coming to this thing to speak to everybody on a more one-on-one basis. And people are going to be able to submit their questions that they want to be potentially used at this thing. The other thing that we're doing is that there's a Democratic debate on July 23rd. It's being co-sponsored by YouTube, and one of the interesting things that YouTube is doing is letting people record videos submitted to YouTube that could be used in that debate. So what we're going to be doing is videotaping a special message about being a liberal. It's inspired by a speech given once by JFK. The folks from Progress Now are going to be helping us out with that, and we'll let a couple of folks read that script asking about being a liberal. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll get a bunch of the Drinking Liberally chapters are going to be doing this, and our film editor is going to put it all together and submit it in once for that debate. So
okay.
People will be able to participate in that, too.
All right. Suggested donation at the door is between $10 and $25?
Correct.
Okay. That's this Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at the Double Daughters, 1632 Market Street. We will discuss any kind of thing about politics you want to talk about, and I'll hang in there as long as I possibly can, because, you know, you guys might go to, what, 11, 12 at night?
We've been there as late as midnight.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't like it when I come home that late.
Yeah, well, I don't blame her, and I can't sustain that. But,
no.
But I'll definitely be there, and anybody can come, and we'll talk. And by the way, plug your website.
Drinkingliberally.org. We also have a Screening Liberally series. We go to the Mayan on Broadway. Actually, it's normally third Wednesdays of the month. We're switching that around, and we'll go there next week. There's also a Reading Liberally chapter that just started at a coffee shop on East Colfax that started on first Wednesdays of the month. So we now have Living Liberally events. That's the sort of umbrella group every Wednesday of the month in Denver, first, second, third, and fourth Wednesdays. That's it.
All right, John. Good to hear your voice. Good to have you on, as always. And we'll see you on Wednesday night. I'll be there.
Great.
All right, man.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
See ya.
All right, everybody, make that plan to join us Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Double Daughters, 1632 Market Street. Let's talk politics. Now, the reason I say that is because I don't think most people are into this stuff. But we'll and you know what? Why? Why not? And John Turk was saying because there's a feeling of helplessness. And I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree this morning in the face of Tony Snow's comments.
You know, I had a woman call me at the top of the hour, and she's like, you know, what can we do? And she's, you know, and it's such a good question. It seems like so kind of mundane, but what can we do? I mean, calling senators and calling congresspeople doesn't seem to be doing any good.
Well, does everybody do that, or do they say they're going to do it, and then they don't do it? And how many people don't follow through? That's the thing. How many people go, yeah, okay, that sounds like a great idea, but they don't really sit down and do it? That's the thing that gets me. All right, here's Rich in Wheat Ridge. Rich, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing this morning?
I'm kind of okay.
Kind of okay, a little frustrated. Well, that's like most of us, I think. I'd like to make a speculation as to why the Iraqi parliament may actually be doing this vacation. And that is, I think that it's a passive-aggressive sort of thing to try to avoid ratifying the agreement on the oil fields where oil companies are going to get, what, three-quarters or so of the money from the oil, and Iraq's only going to get a quarter?
Well, I think that most people out there who hear about this probably going to raise the same objection. But the thing is, the Iraqis could, A, say no, B, if they go on a 30-day leave, they're just going to have to face it when they come back. And the White House and Tony Snow's explanation about, well, it's 130 degrees. I mean, come on, man. How weak is that?
Well, that's so incredibly weak that, you know, but then anything I hear from the White House, I tend to believe exactly the opposite or something entirely different anyway.
You know what, though? But, Rich, that's you and I. What about the rest of the populace?
Well, the best we can do is, you know, it's like I ride the bus and, you know, tell them it's in, you know, hey, it's an occupation, not a war, you know. And insofar as the your objection about, you know, having to do it later, maybe what they are, okay, right now they can't, I have a feeling they feel they can't really reject it because there's 220,000 American troops and mercenaries sitting there with a gun at their head.
But leaving for 30 days is not going to make the problem go away, nor is it going to make things any better. And what the message that it sends is this. The message it sends is they don't care enough to try to hammer anything out, that what they're going to do is they're going to take a month off with all of this going on and American lives on the line there. And I don't think you can give people something that they really don't want. And I don't think that the Iraqis really want a quote-unquote Western style of democracy. You know what they really want? They want a church-run state. They want a theocracy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if that's what they want, let them have it.
Well, that's my attitude as well. But I think that what they may also be hoping is that hopefully enough Americans will get disgusted with what is going on that they will sit there and they will manage to finally push the Congress into sitting there and telling George Bush, no, we're not going to fund this damn war anymore.
Well, I hope they're right. I hope there's some way to do that. Rich, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, great talking to you, Jay. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, before we go to the break, and I'll take more calls, at 303-713-7600, we got one line open. Play that snow thing again. Just play it again.
Is the Iraqi government, the Iraqi parliament, taking the month of August off?
Probably, yeah. Just like
an entire month of August off before the September deadline.
It looks like they may, yeah. Just like the U.S. Congress is.
Have you tried to talk them out of that?
You know, it's 130 degrees in Baghdad in August. I'll pass on your recommendation.
Well, Tony, I'm sorry. That's, you know, there are a lot of things that happened by September, and it's 130 degrees for the U.S. military also on the ground.
You know, that's a good point. And it's 130 degrees for the Iraqi military. And the Iraqis, you know, I'll let them. My understanding is at this juncture they're going to take August off, but, you know, they may change their minds.
But have you tried to convince them not to? Has the U.S. government I'm not getting into the
Iraqis understand the importance. It's not a September deadline. It's a September report. I think it's very important in an age where everybody wants to create a sense of sort of finishing up on a deadline. It's a report. It is not a deadline. It is a report that will, in fact, measure progress. It's a very important.
Exactly. I mean, a month they're not working.
It's a report, not a deadline, which means that it doesn't make any difference how that comes out. They're not going to pay attention to it anyway. That's number one. That's number two. Then number one. I hate to say this, but it's 130 degrees, and then he parries back, well, it's 130 degrees for the Iraqi army, too, but you know what? Are they as important as our troops? That might be an outrageous question to ask, but it's a realistic one. I care about our kids. I care about them, too, but I care about our kids. It's their country. All right, it's 9:21, 21 minutes after 9. And we'll take
Hey, how you doing?
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Hey, Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like my Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet too. Whoa.
Hey, let me ask you something. How come your name is Fluffy?
Whoa, don't get me started on that.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th in Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com.
Hi, HQ. Reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance with easy electronic billing and renewal.
Esurance saves a lot of paper.
Which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
So you save some green for your wallet and the environment. But Esurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
Mortgage crisis. The Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation has pledged $20 billion in financing to help families stay in their homes and get a loan they can afford. And the best way for you to access this program is calling the Mortgage Store. They're dedicating $35 million to a bailout fund to help homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages going out of control. Get rid of that adjustable loan and all your other debt and get the security of one new low fixed payment and no payment for up to 90 days. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and they're a direct lender and can close your loan fast. They approve their own loans so they can say yes even if you've been turned down elsewhere. Discover how much money you could be saving every month. There's a limited amount of money available, and it's not going to last long. So call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160. 64 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't too look awful.
Back in the days when we were in rebellion. 9:25, 25 minutes after 9. Thunderstorms, high today, 99. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along here this morning. And we're talking about Tony Snow, Iraq, but we're also talking about other things, too. 303-713-7600. Here's Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Okay, man. What's up?
Oh, I wanted to call about Tony Snow. I really, you know, whenever you bring something like this up and you say something like, you know, where is the outrage out there? I just am compelled to call in and say, you know, I couldn't agree more. This is just, it really, really upsets me to hear this guy, you know, treat these people at this, you know, these press briefings. And this isn't the first time I've heard him do this. He's got a penchant for these smartass, excuse my language, comments. You know, when he answers or claims to answer these people's questions, and that remark he made to her about I'll pass along your recommendation. I mean, where does he get off talking to her like that?
Well, he gets off talking to her like that because he can.
Yeah, exactly. And here's my comment about this. Or I got a couple comments, but for one thing, when you say what can we do, I guess you know what I want to do about this is I would you know start calling the folks who at ABC and people like Martha Raddatz and say, you know, what I'd like to see them do, and I thought the same thing last week watching Bush at that press conference, that, you know, that ridiculous press conference he held. I would like to see these folks just get up en masse and say, you know what, we're wasting your time, you're wasting our time, let's just stop this right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that it's a matter of... I don't think it's a matter of asking what we can do. I think there's tons of things we can do, and I think writing and calling your congressman or congresspeople does to a certain degree work. But you got to have a lot of people do it. That's number one, and then number two, the other thing is, I see this as we're dealing with two things. One, we're dealing with an administration that doesn't answer to anybody, and part of that is that they don't have to, and the reason that they don't have to is because they're not going to be out on the campaign trail. That's number one. And then number two, you're dealing with Republicans who are standing behind this guy come hell or high water. And why?
And, I don't get it.
And what more proof do they need about any of this stuff when you look at the fact that these folks are going to take 30 days off, but our troops aren't going to get 30 days off? And Tony Snow's answer is, well, it's 130 degrees there?
That's so lame. And you nailed it a few moments ago when you said, here's the distinction that should have been plain to Tony Snell and should be plain to anyone. It's their country. You said it, you know? I mean...
Yeah, in other words, it's their country, and bottom line, you know, we ideally care about everybody's lives, but bottom line is, hey, it's our men and women. It's our kids.
And right? They don't give any more of a damn about the sacrifice that this country is making on their behalf than to take a month off, and because it's so hot, it's unbelievable that he has the gall to stand up there in front of those people and give that kind of response to her question.
Well, are there any irrational right-wing talk show hosts who have the guts to break with this guy and break with the GOP?
Apparently not. And
I wonder, how do those guys go in there every single day and carry water for these folks?
Well, and you know, I've heard this not just from you, but from other folks like Alan Combs, that apparently Tony Snow's a real nice guy, and that may very well be. But the bottom line is, these people are doing something that in my book is downright criminal by complicitly lying and misstating the facts day after day on behalf of people like the president and the vice president. They are war criminals right alongside them in my book.
Yeah, but in the end, doesn't the responsibility land in our laps?
Oh yeah.
Because he can make a case, and rightly so. He's just doing his job. We're the ones that got to hold these folks accountable. And so doesn't it land in our laps in the end?
Yes, certainly. But how much longer? I mean, the Democrats have been so ineffective in reining this guy in thus far.
Well,
I mean,
part of that has to do with the structure of votes. Part of that has to do with the fact he can't get past the Senate.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like the you know, the guy from Vote Vets, you know, and the issue about Ken Salazar. I mean, you know, that was a real good point. I mean, I realize their hands are tied to a point, but they don't have to go along to the degree that some of these folks are. You know what I'm saying? It's not right, and we need to call them to task on it. All of them.
We should start. I guess we should. I guess we have to start with our own senators.
That's right. That's
both Allard and Salazar. Who Salazar would not come on the show.
I know, and that doesn't that say a lot right there, Jay? I mean, of
they
all
never even,
the radio programs,
they never even got back to us.
You would unquestionably. I mean, it's a no-brainer that you're the most friendly, venue that he could pick in the whole town, and he won't even come on your show, Jay.
The Democrats basically do not care about us unless there is something in it for them. And then on top of that, I have to tell you that they are, you can't believe how they are. John, should I tell that story about Andrew Romanoff? Should I tell it on the air? Don't tell it? Well, they're not going to tell me not to, but I mean, is it relevant or is it just not worth discussing?
Go ahead. I want to hear it.
Well, now John is like equivocating. I can always go to John for support and judgment, right? Not. If we were arguing about widespread panic versus, the Steve Miller Band or something, you'd have plenty to say.
I got a motto in life, Jay. Do what you like.
No, you don't. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No. If I say play this song, you go,
Hey, if it happened and it's factual, put it out there, brother.
All right, listen to this. We called Andrew Romanoff's office once. This was a while back to get him on. And we never got a return call. Okay, fine. Don't come on. No problem. Understand. So he's having some, I don't know, is it some fundraiser or some meeting or some other crap that's going on. So we've got an ongoing family crisis, a family emergency in our family. I don't mind talking about what that is. That's my nephew Eli's father is dying of cancer, and they don't believe he'll make it till August. So we went to Bandimere to see the drag races. And Mary had forwarded the phone to her cell phone. So we're sitting out there, and the phone rings, and it's some guy from Andrew Romanoff's office. He tells Mary, Jay did not return the speaker's call. And this is an important message. And you need to get a pen and a piece of paper and write this down, because it's from the speaker, Andrew Romanoff. Well, Mary says to him, yeah, but I'm not going to write it down because we're in an outdoor event and I don't have a pen and a piece of paper. And it's like basically, and I'm sitting next to her and I'm saying to her, hang up on him. But it's like, what, you call me on a Saturday? I can't even have a day off. But that's because there's something in this for Andrew Romanoff.
Right.
Okay? And that's how all of these folks are. This is the disgusting part of it. And the only people that I exempt from this are Mark Udall and Ed Perlmutter. And the rest of them, they're all like that. They're all opportunists, all of them. All of them.
Yeah.
So, if there's something in it for them, fine. If it's not, we don't know who you are.
Right.
I can give you numerous other examples about all of this. It's just like, you know what? Ken Salazar, get off your half moons and stop this guy who's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue because he is out of control.
That's right. And, you know, it's like, you know, the Stephen Hadley yesterday, he's on like four of the Sunday morning talk shows. And the reason they do that, Condi Rice is the same way. I know they do this. When they have some message they want to get out there to the public, they call. I firmly believe this is how it works. They call these like George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah.
Say, we'd like to come on tomorrow morning and pump our message. They say, sure. And that's another thing. I'd love to see them just turn around and say, you know what? We've heard your crap, and we're done with it.
Yeah,
so
that's why. That's
thanks,
why.
But no thanks.
Yeah, that's why I won't watch those shows, because I know because it's the same blather all the time from these
folks.
You're right. Same crap. Hey, Ron, thanks, man.
Hey, thank you, Jake.
All right, we'll talk to you. What are you laughing about? John's laughing in there. What are you laughing at? Tell that story about Andrew Romanoff. You know it's true about all these people.
I'm not laughing about that. I'm just amazed my phone isn't ringing yet.
From who? Andrew Romanoff's office?
Well, maybe somebody there.
Well,
at the
I don't
the
give
Capitol.
A damn whether he calls up here and bitches or not. Screw him. Who the hell does he think he is? I don't care about any of them anymore. John, what do you like? John's going around. What's the problem?
Absolutely nothing.
Do you care? Do you care about any of them?
No, I don't. We're here to entertain our listeners.
I'm not here to get them into office. And then on top of that, it's like, what the hell? They don't care about us. The Democratic Party does not care about us. They don't care. John is laughing. What are you laughing? It's true. They don't give a damn. So if you're with the Democratic Party, take me off your mailing list. Do not send me any of your crap. Don't call my house and ask for money or beg to get on the radio. Forget it. All right, 9:38, 38 minutes after 9. Well, I'll never get any guests on the show anymore, but I don't care. Politicians are bad guests anyway. Don't you agree, Gina?
Sure.
Well, they're bad guests because they keep spouting the same crap over and over again. Only exemptions to that are Perlmutter and Udall.
Oh, okay.
Udall, no, because they are. They're good guys, and they work hard, and they'll tell you the way it is, even if you may not agree with what they have done. They're two of the finest people I know. And I know a lot of people, including you. They're right up there with you.
Gee, thanks.
So you accept this idea? I haven't asked you a political question all morning. Are you not outraged at Tony Snow's answer about the Iraqi parliament?
I don't know that I would say I was outraged.
That they're going to take 30 days off because it's 130 degrees in Baghdad? It's our damn country. Isn't it?
Well, I mean, I guess I could understand that. I mean, our Congress takes a break, don't they?
Yeah, that's true, except I don't think you had 17 people die of a car bomb overnight in the United States of America.
Well, this is true.
I think I think that would be the big difference. Don't you think?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I would probably agree with that.
And most of us don't like it when they take time off. How many people gripe when Congress takes time off? Now, to a certain degree, I want them to have time off because I want them to come home and come to their district. Because I want to go to the meetings and I want to talk to them. And I think they should show up now and then, don't you think so?
Yes, I do.
But I don't think you take a month recess in the middle of an armed conflict going on in your country. That's a little weird. And then for Tony Snow to say, well, 130 degrees there. Well, yeah. Okay. Can the United States military have 30 days off? Some of these guys are on their second and third deployments. Right?
Yeah, that was probably, it didn't sound like he thought that answer out.
Okay, so this, you know what? So the whole thing has been exposed for what it is. It's all a sham. There's no reason for us to be there. Let them go kill each other. Let the Sunnis and Shia go for it. they want to kill each other, fine.
Yeah.
Enough is enough. All right.
Okay, Jay. All right. Well, we had just a really difficult drive, but it looks like we've got all the problems out of the way. Everything's back open, including Yale, between Wadsworth and Sheridan. It was shut down all morning for a police investigation. South on I-25, usual heavy traffic from I-70 to Spear. We're going to have some construction going on in the Aurora area. It continues. It's been there for a while. Southbound Parker, just watch out for it at Dartmouth. Weather outlook today, going to have mostly sunny skies this morning, but then some isolated storms moving in by this afternoon. High of 97, right now partly cloudy and 81. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Wendy Wu at the Arapahoe County Fair. Pay one price and enjoy unlimited carnival rides, fireworks, concerts.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Remember those little hard rubber balls that bounced really high? I love those. When I was good, my mom would give me a quarter to get one. Now, I'm an adult, but it's still nice to be rewarded for doing the right thing. Like with my Progressive Direct car insurance. I save over $400 a year for being a good driver. That's like 1,600 rubber balls. I mean a substantial savings.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
And insurance companies, go to Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They are not ambulance chasers, but they will do the job and do it right, and they'll work for you. The law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, call them at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Is your computer making your life miserable? Let PC Answers solve all of your computer problems.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or referrallist.com.
Have you been financially unlucky, accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations! Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, Cream and Politician, 9:45, 45 minutes before the hour. Hello, baby. Hand over your money into my big black car. That's right. But if you want something from me, forget it, because I am a star. Boy, the things I could tell you about some of the people out there that are running for office and some of the BS that John and I see every day. Why are you John doesn't want me to talk about this because he thinks it makes his job more difficult.
I didn't say anything. I didn't make any funny faces. I didn't laugh.
You want to name names? Would that make you even more comfortable? If I name names?
Who will deal with the backlash today? Me, probably. Emails and phone calls.
If I name names of people out there who are running for office, who are opportunistic swines and users... You know who's a damn honest guy? You know who's never a user or a swine? And he drove me crazy plenty of times. But now that I look back on it, I long for him. Bill Winner. You know a great thing about Bill? You always knew where you stood with Bill. Bill always told you up front what his deal was about. Is that true? That's true. Sometimes you want to drown him in a bathtub, but he at least told you what he thought. And once again, I exempt Perlmutter and Udall out of this. And Bill Ritter, too, to a certain extent. But I do not exempt the Speaker of the House. I do not exempt others who are running. One of the people I'm talking about is running for a congressional seat north of us. Yeah, okay. Let's go to John in Highlands Ranch. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I always appreciate what you do. One thing we I think as Americans need to really get through our heads is that it is effective to call your representative. The email is kind of a hard thing. A lot of times if it's not your representative and you're not in the right zip code, you can't get through with email. But if you call the switchboard at Congress, you can get through to any representative and generally relatively easy. Can I give out that number?
Sure, go ahead, man.
It's a 202-225-3121. Now, that's the main switchboard. You ask for the office of Ken Salazar or whoever you want to talk to. I use it quite a bit. I was speaking with a staffer of, the judiciary guy, Patrick Leahy, after he threw those subpoenas out, and I thanked them. And he had said that he's really glad to hear from people and that Mr. Leahy does make a lot of his decisions based part of what he believes and makes his decisions on are phone calls, as well as emails. And I one time was at a political function in Wisconsin, and I had the honor to meet Paul Wellstone. And he had said that he had changed his mind on important legislation with as few as 6 phone calls. Now, granted, that was before email and, you know, inundated with all those others, but we do have an effect, and we have to hold our feet to the fire. And by calling the switchboard, you can talk to any representative in this country. You don't have to be from their district and give them a piece of your mind. And you don't always get just the message machine. There are a lot of times you will talk with staffers. And there are a number of their offices do give you the opportunity to just leave a recorded message or talk directly to a staffer. So it is important for us to remember that this is a participatory sport, this thing called democracy, and we all need to stay involved.
You know what? Along those lines, I don't mean to cut you off because I gotta go get traffic, but along those lines, you know what we ought to do? What we ought to do is we ought to take one designated day out of the week and have call your Congress.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. And you know what, Jay? I know that, you know, it's important for you to kind of be neutral at some degree and all that because, you know, you got to be careful what you say on the radio and all that. However, rallying people for a cause like that, I think, is really a good thing and worth your effort. You know what I mean?
You may
not want to rally too many about the wrong point because you got business things to consider and all that. But to really rally people around this issue, we have got to remind these politicians that they work for us.
Yep.
And that we run this country, and they've forgotten that, but we can remind them. And the more we call, it is very important for people to think and to realize that they do impact This system.
Yep, and you're right, John, and we need to keep that in mind. John, thank you.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry!
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
In sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Sure, they are the best. And Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, all the gang out of Rockies will definitely take care of you. They've got great hours, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so they're open tonight until 9. And you can see their inventory on the internets at RockiesAutos.com. We have sent a lot of people to Rockies, and people always call to ask me about it and send me email about it, and they ask me about Rockies, and I don't hesitate to recommend that they go there. And I really don't mind that my name is attached to them either. As a matter of fact, I'm proud of that. They're good folks, and they do care. Rockies Autos. Either see them on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Either way, you go. You have contact with Rockies, and you'll see immediately what the difference is.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use it directed, only brand clinically tested.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now.
while there's still time.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, we're about coming to the end here. 9:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hot one today, high 99. Good day to lay out in your driveway naked. Do I have time to squeeze one more in quickly? Gene, Colorado Springs. Gene, you're on AM 760 yeah. Progressive Talk.
Jay, good morning. Second time caller. Love your show.
Thanks.
Hey, I was calling. You had asked a question earlier about how do we get back control of Congress. And here's my suggestion. And not everybody can do this, mainly middle class and up. What we need to do is up our exemptions, our tax exemptions, as we pay income tax throughout the year to like 10. And then you need a bunch of people to gather up, and everybody's got to stick to this. When April comes around, don't file. So quit writing the checks. If Congress isn't going to cut off the funding, then we could cut off the funding ourselves.
Well, yeah, but the trouble with that is you don't file, you don't pay your taxes, you go to jail.
Well, but if we had 2 million Americans not file, would they put 2 million Americans in jail for not filing their taxes? If we have 5 million Americans not file, it would be strength in numbers type thing. I mean, we got to send a message somehow.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way to do it. I don't think most people would put their put themselves at risk of violating a federal law. I don't think that that's the way to do it. I think the way to do it is that we need to band together and take one concentrated day to do nothing but call and send emails to not only our own Congress people, but also to those that are outspoken supporters of this insanity that is going on in Iraq and this insanity that's going on at the White House, and make the point clear that we need to stop this and rein this in. And the more bipartisan we can get it to, the better it'll be. Gene, thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Thanks.
All right, that's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget, Congressman Mark Udall and Ed Perlmutter. They are the best.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
An upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some